Wild Out Wednesdays. She or he loved me.
This
or she loved me not.
The emergency
the Bluntville special is your boy G Quizzle. An hour and 45 minutes left in the motherfucking show. Keep it locked. It's going to be a great fucking show on Wild Out Wednesdays. It's your boy GQ, Angry Bastard Radio.
Someone wants to air like where you come from. Is it lonely in the clouds? No, you on another planet. Yeah, you seem understanding. Girls, I meet are too demanding. Some say I keep my wall up, but for you I give my all up. I ain't used to seeing flawless, but I know you like seeing ballers. Sure, I can take you shopping, buy you blank and you a newer dress. But wouldn't you rather have a king than a new address? See, my last missus, she was bad business. Too many bad decisions going out and fast living. Yeah, I need inspiration. I feel like that's missing, and sex, that's vicious, science, first class ticket. She's so clean, body's so mean, I've never met a girl like this before. Sure, I can be a player, have any girl anywhere, every time she says it.
Push the other ones aside, she's my piece of the pie. Sticking in my family blood, fantasize about us in bed. Like Miami's club, see us hand in hand taking pics on the Grammy rug. Her voice is as warm as the grip of my granny's hug. Hate when I be going away, cause I miss the chick. Got me feeling like I'm MJ. I'm like, this is it, never been in love before. Don't know how it's supposed to feel, but she got me pretty sure, cause I'm so emotional. Got me called Thomas, I get Alzheimer's. Forgot the words at my show when she walked by us. Like a breeze blew a flower across the fair. She's the Air Force One, I be walking on air.
She's so clean, body so mean, I've never met a girl like this before. Sure, I can be a player, have any girl anywhere. Every time she says it. What a stunning mind. When she arrives, I get vibes. It's like another high. You got the right thickness. Ass vicious. A sex game, jet flames, first class ticket.
She's so clean, body so mean. I've never met a girl like this before. Sure, I can be a player. Have any girl anywhere. Every time she says it.
Niggas talk hard, but none of these niggas murder shit. Me, I set it off in the wild, and then David Berkowitz.
Drinking liquor, popping the Percocet. Thinking of my enemies like, why I ain't murdering. Niggas talk hard, but none of these niggas smirk the shit. Me, I set it off in the Wilder and David Berkowitz. Drinking liquor, popping the Percocet. Thinking of my enemies like, why I ain't murdering yet. Thinking of their families like, why I ain't hurt them yet. Devil on my back, cause my thoughts so murderous. Looking at a nigga who been pretty. Underground overlord, mayor of Sin City. A place you get hideous with friends. Take their face off and knock Biggie in the Benz. Just like a pit, niggas vicious to the end. I recommend you get a gun in the vest to get it in. Anytime, it's a meeting with bosses and sitting in. It's the little guy, but I'm a big guy. Cause I be the nigga letting the sig fly. I be the nigga letting the ribs fly. Out the door like Chinese takeout. Or hit him like Paulie when he ate at the steakhouse. Mobster. Cut his tongue off so he can't make out. All black on so he can't make out. We did the foul shit to him. We just break we out. Sour Diesel and Hazel.
Need to get these tracks out. I play it easy, yeah, but it feel like I'm a blackout. You don't believe me, go ahead, tell me what you rap out. You wanna see me, dog, we quick to get you mashed out. If you take it that round. You better play your part and focus if you wanna grind. Shit is getting real, watch it heat up for the summertime. I'ma play it cool, no need for me to underline the fact that a nigga treat a track like it's supper time. Basically it's food, you hated me, you do. Deep inside you, really couldn't take it being rude. See his legs when he fall, real shaky when he move. I'm trying to win, so the hood won't hate me if I lose.
Okay.
Mr.
Legend, man. Look, once again, it's something for these little dudes out here, man. Just running around here, just doing what the fuck they want to do. Until that shit catch up to them. Once you're gone, ain't no coming back. Trust me.
Got a story, wrote about it, so y'all need to listen. He didn't pay attention, now this little nigga missing. Follow rules, man, y'all need to play your damn position. A lot of rappers wasting time, ain't no competition. Strong backs, man, our specialties is demolition. Put hands on you, treat you like if you's a ribbon. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts, trust me, it's a given. I got some tools that'll fix your...
Oh, shit. Drinking this. It's your boy G-Quizzle, 6Fizzle, S-Dizzle, and a fucking Bizzle. Angry Bastard Radio. We y'all bitch ass sneakers, man. I know what it is, man.
Hey, yo, my first angry request, man. No, don't be playing no trash, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm only going to tell you that once, and I slap the shit out of you, man. I slap you to never jump on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Slap piss.
Yo, I mean, Pete, that's what it is. Niggas already know niggas is D-blocked up, D-blocked out, D-blocked in and out, you know what I'm saying? All of that, whatever. But yo, man, like, stop playing that garbage, man. Yo, nobody want to get into reggaeton while you speeding down Clementon, Blackwood, you know what I'm saying? Like, eating goddamn coconut,
M&M's?
Spit up, man.
Cooking M&M's and hot mouthers.
What? Hot maltas, man.
Maltas, mouthers, whatever the fuck they are, man.
About a gallon, man.
Ah, shit. Speaking of hot maltas, I put a motherfucking Corona in the freezer. I want this to fucking explode on it, nigga. Anyway, this is Wild Out Wednesday. She or he loves me. He or she loves me not. The Bloodville Station. Schooling you bitch-ass niggas, man. Come through and listen, or join in on a very interesting topic. Speaking about, is he or she marriage material? How to know if he or she is cheating? What to do if he or she is cheating? Long-distance relationships, as well as famous people getting caught in the act. Sounds like a smooth-ass topic to me. If you're a soft-ass nigga and you need help from the guards, hit us up at 914-338-1782. If you're a trash-ass slut bitch and need help from the guards, hit us up at 914-338-1782. We won't put you on blast. you might, you know, shat on you a little bit, but we won't put you on blast.
Yeah, I'm definitely pulling.
Yeah, well, it's definitely pulling. Hey, fellas, is your woman not acting right? Well, send her to the guards, and we'll take care of her. And send her back off without a doggy bag. There you know what it is.
Doggy bag full of man meat. That's what they get.
Yeah.
Doggy bag full of man meat. That's it. That's all we got for the constituents. I mean,
what happened?
All we got is man meat for the constituents. He's in the building, but he's not really in the building. If you get what I'm saying.
Tell that bitch-ass nigga to call up.
He's in the building, but he's not really in the building.
Why does he slap fire in his face?
Oh, man, I don't believe none of that.
Yeah, I ain't believing when I said it.
Yeah, I know. All good, though.
Yo, where's S. Dribble at?
I mean, he in the truck somewhere. When he ready to open up his jibbers, he'll open them. You know what I'm saying? There's no need to massage his gums, which is what I know you really want to do. I'm just going to pause that statement for a second just so it can sink in.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Pause that gay moment. There you go. Pause it. Freeze the gay moment. Whoa. Let's get some connection over there, homie.
I know. Your mind took it there. You know what I'm saying? My penis in your mom's lock.
Oh yeah, that's how you feel about that situation.
There's no feelings whatsoever. It's just my penis and your mom's lock, like I said.
Oh yeah,
man.
Shut the fuck up, man. You're on the island. You can't go to work from a fucking island, nigga. Alright, well, we about to put this shit in here, this skit real quick while I get my shit together.
Come on,
open my,
call the radio show, do this, do that, but then this shit ain't together. I don't understand. What are we really
doing? Hey, until the day that you work for Microsoft or you work for, what laptop is this? I think it's a Toshiba or Toshiba or whatever. I don't know what the fuck kind of laptop this is. It's a Toshiba. Until you work for Toshiba or you work for Comcast or you work for, well, what's the cable company in New York? Well, whatever the fuck they are. You work for them. Until then, you work for those motherfuckers, shut your mouth and go back to work before I give you a beating.
Yawn, yawn, yawn. Put the skit on, little nigga.
Get on the call. You're going to press star 1. Star 1 to ask a question that you want to ask. You can click star 1 to go down. Click down. You're going to shout green in the builder. Once you got the click,
right out, you heard?
Rick Ross.
Hello? Yeah. My name is Sean, right? I'm out on Radio 1. I'm calling right after Tim Westwood. I'd like to speak to Sean.
What's your question, my brother?
Yeah, my question, is it Sean?
Sean's on the phone. What's your question, my brother?
What's up, man? Everything's good. I was just wondering what is your real issue with 50?
I'm gonna
Your line is now muted.
Alright, let's go to the next call. Operator, we got next star one if you wanna ask a question.
Yo.
Your line is now muted.
The 50 shit that with Shine and shit like that. I think that shit is a hoax. I think it's the way you try to gain attention in some ways because the nigga ain't been fucking with you for 15 years. Like, you've been going 10 years, so he couldn't have no issues. Shut up, nigga. You're on an island. You can't go to war from a fucking island. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Fuck Shine. Fuck Step Jam. Fuck everybody. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I'm getting you in jail. I hope you got raped by a pack of niggas.
Shut
up. The fucking liar. This music sucks. You heard that shit?
I'm about a dollar. What the fuck is 50 cents?
She was 50. It's 50.com.
Then you want to talk to her. You need to be a fucking man. And just be like, look, I'm going to do this test. I'm doing this. I get with you next week. Don't come out here. Don't spend the night. You got me fucking staying in a fucking hotel wasting my motherfucking money. No one, you ain't going to give me a dime. You don't give a fuck where I lay, what I'm doing, and none of that. You want to try to bring niggas' name up just to try to be the fuck smart because you don't want to be the fuck around me.
You right.
All that shit you doing, play the fuck out. I know you inside out like 5 steps ahead of you, pussy. I know you don't live the fucking Fort Lee no more. I'm not the fuck dumb. Ain't nothing true about me. I know every fucking thing I want to know.
You right.
I ain't got time for that bullshit with you no more, though.
You right.
You got to cut that shit out. That's going to stop. And then when I call you, you want to act like you did call me next week. Next week, my motherfucking ass.
You right.
Yeah, I know you want to keep trying to work my motherfucking nerves, saying I'm right and shit.
You
for
are.
Real.
You're right.
And really, I'm real mad because I don't like this.
You're right.
But you know, I'm right just because I'm like serious, right? Like, this is what you want a bitch to do.
You're right.
I don't get that shit with you. For real, I don't understand you. I ain't going to try to understand you because I know you like to play mind games, but you fucking with the right one with that because I play them too.
You're right.
I want you to know that shit. And you know I'm writing nothing, because when that time don't pop, and one of them bitches got herpes in your mouth, don't call my fucking phone. I hope you got this shit taped where I'm seeing. That's when you gonna fucking die. Because you twice. Think you gonna talk to every fucking body that you see.
You right.
I be just trying to fall back. And you know I'm writing shit, Cam. So what you want me to call you Monday?
Yes.
I'm gonna go here and let you do you. You want me to call you Monday?
Yes.
Is you gonna be in town?
Yes. Call me next week.
Well, ain't no call. I don't like when you even saying that. What you mean call you the fuck next week? I'm calling now. What the fuck I call next week for?
I'm busy this weekend.
You then you talking to me like I just met you. Talk to somebody else like that. I don't want to hear that busy shit.
All right, you right.
Why I'm right what?
Everything you saying is right.
Yeah, I know everything I'm saying is right. So why do you try to pick arguments from people you don't want to be around me? Like, why do they?
I'm wrong for that.
Yeah, you is wrong for that shit. Just got finished being in a fucking bed with somebody coming over this fucking hotel, getting on my fucking nerves. What you doing? Nigga, you been doing you since I fucking met you. I fucked 10 niggas in front of you, and you shouldn't even give a fuck. All that cheating you do.
Oh,
you
shit. Right.
Fucking nasty ass, for real. I'm serious, like, really. And you do that shit to me because I let you.
You right.
You right.
For real. I'm really fucking tired of it.
Okay. Yo! Oh, man, yeah, dog. I tried that shit the other day. And that shit is, it's like, I don't know, I guess you got to put your pride down because it's like you, like, if you're going to agree with a chick, a lot of motherfuckers don't want them to have the last word. Like, no, fuck that. I'm not saying you're right because you're going to think that you got the last word.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it kind of solves a lot of problems. And it's kind of funny because you know that you're just agreeing with the motherfucker just to shut her the fuck up, even though she might take it as, yeah, he gave in. But really, you're really doing some Cameron shit. But I tried that shit the other day. It worked pretty good. Like Shorty was saying, whatever, and I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Jesus,
mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, absolutely right. Hey, Chi-Town's in the fucking building. What up?
What's up?
Never heard
of Chi-Town. Woman Chi-Town and her homegirl Yonkers is on here the other day.
Never heard.
Why yo, baby?
Well, yo, is you got YO with you?
A PNC better have them with.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what he's laughing at.
Nah, I really don't. Yo, shout out.
What's up?
Exactly.
Not much, man. You got Yonkers with you today?
No low riding.
Nah, she's actually arguing with her nigga right now on the other line, so she's going to...
Two women arguing with each other. Disgusting.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So disgusting.
Yeah. She's going to hit the line up in a minute.
That's gonna be cool, because I really actually want to know what the fuck they're arguing about.
You know how it is, nigga. Find one hot instant.
With the two women I was hearing about.
Wait, you said what happened?
It's 2 minutes. Two
you
minutes.
Know how niggas be? They be wanting one or two girls and shit at the same time.
Whoa. You know how niggas be. Women the same way. Matter of fact, women want as much. Well, majority of women want as much penis as they can get, and they get away with it too. Cause you motherfuckers are good liars.
Can't find yo. I think women, they really just want one penis, but they want everything from that one penis. They want him to be the provider, protector, lover, sensitive, strong, caring, understanding, you know, all of this shit, and then like still like be like sensitive and listen to her, let her walk over him, and then control her at the same time. you can't really have all of that. You can't have all of that in one motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is pretty true.
Not only that, but like when you think about that, they don't really know what they want. So how the fuck am I supposed to please you as a man that really wants to please a woman when you don't even know what the fuck you want?
Well, you know what? It's funny because some women would be like, you know, oh well, I don't want a hard ass. I don't want a dude that's too tough that he's gonna put his hands on me. But I don't want a pussy. Okay.
You gotta beat him straight up.
Yeah, you beat them.
Like they want a man that, oh well, I want him to wine and dine me and pay for everything. And then when they get that, what are they saying? Yo, girl, I got this nigga. This nigga's a pussy. This nigga buys me everything. He's a fucking pussy.
Before
you know it, you got what you want. Now he's a pussy. And you get rid of him, then you get with a real nigga, and you're like, this nigga don't buy me enough things. Like, I don't know, maybe you're just fucking a broke bitch. I don't know. Shout out. I mean, do you have anything to add to this? Like, what's your view on that?
Water out the phone.
I mean, I ain't got nothing to say. It's whatever. Y'all got your opinions, I guess. I mean, all that shit y'all saying, girls don't be wanting all that. All they want is a nigga to appreciate what they do for them. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And some good sex.
I had to throw in the good sex.
Hold on. What if she can't do nothing for the nigga? Then what is she supposed to appreciate? What if she can't do nothing for the nigga? What is he supposed to appreciate?
Hold on. Take the water out your phone first. Your phone sounds a little staticky.
Yeah, it's sounding real shaky over there.
Oh no.
Lord. Come on, my lord. Put on mute. Mute her.
Wait, hold on. Hey, yo, shut up. Try to talk again.
I'm tired of talk.
Oh boy.
Okay. Shot down? You got this all banged on, bitch. Anyway, this should be so disrespectful.
Fuck that. Ruthless, man. Bang on that bitch, man. In the game. Get your shit right. Come correct or don't come. Stay home, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to pay your way in the club and my club and me and pay for drinks and the telly. Like, come on. I got to do all of that.
I'll pay for a drink. For a chick, but I'm going to drink 99.9% of it. And then I'm going to give the rest to you. Right. Be lucky you got that 0.1%. You could have got nothing.
I don't know. I deal with women.
You have my ice cubes.
Like, shorty would drink more than me. Like, I was on the Myrtle Beach, like, whatever, a month ago, whatever it was. And, son, we knocked back a liter of goddamn Hennessy a night. You know what I'm saying? You know what that is?
That's 50 a liter?
Yeah, she's drinking with me, nigga. We talking shit. We ended up fighting and shit, like crazy shit. Like, yo, nigga, if a woman drinks, it ain't going to be none of that 99% shit unless you're dealing with, like, smuts or birds. Well, let me be clear. They're all smuts.
But unless you're dealing with a bird who really don't know the difference, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing when niggas begin to confuse. You can't talk about love until you talk about really who you are, you know what I'm saying, and loving yourself. Like, you know.
Yo, you betting on me, dog?
No, I ain't betting on you.
You like Shaquille O'Neal in the post.
I ain't betting on you. But you sound a lot. You right. You sound a lot clearer though.
You right.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess because I was in the restroom. Well, what's up though? Like I was saying though.
You wasn't saying nothing really.
Yo, she was tough as shit. You betting on me, dog? Hey, she's about to cap, bust some fucking caps.
Come on, ain't busting shit.
Yeah, so wait a minute. So, yo, 6'4", ask that question again, because the water is out of her phone.
I don't even remember what I was asking.
He was asking something about a guy.
We don't have anything for him to appreciate or whatever. Basically, if you talk with a girl like that, then it's whatever. Obviously, she don't want nothing but a booty call from you, basically. You know what I'm saying? But if you're talking with a bitch that cooks me, and she's nice to you and, you know, try to listen to your shit every night, you're bullshit.
Whoa, whoa,
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, we gotta address some shit. We gotta press rewind real quick. You just said something about bullshit, listening to bullshit. Whoa. What part of the fucking game is that? Since when is my shit bullshit?
What are you saying? I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? You know how niggas have, like,
no,
what, you know, conversations.
No.
They talk about all this other bullshit.
No.
And the bitch sit there and listen to it. Well, you know what I'm saying? We listen to all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Even though it be boring.
No.
No, you're not getting off on the right foot.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. Like, express what you want to express without saying, you know what I'm saying, like 10 times. Like, because if a nigga steps to you talking about, mom, what up, you know what I'm saying, let me holler at you, know what I'm saying, you looking good, you know what I'm saying, all of that, then you're going to be like, you're going to look at the nigga with, like, 3 eyes and shit, like, come on, fam, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, mom, you got to put it together, seriously. Like, you got the water.
Okay, like, basically, like, you know when you talk to a female and shit, you talking about all this bullshit what happened during the day and all these stories y'all be making up and shit. We listen to that shit.
No.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying y'all. I'm just saying in general, men in general. You know what I'm saying?
No. All right.
Whatever. You see, you know what? I'm the only chick on this line, so y'all for the gang up on me and shit. You know, whatever.
They're not getting up for you.
Y'all beef and shit, but it's cool. It's whatever.
I mean, I am a beast, but that's got nothing to do with why I'm not really trying to hear what you're saying. Just saying, like, all the bullshit y'all be talking about, like, you obviously deal with niggas that's, like, really...
Well, wait, hold on, I gotta ask a question. What bullshit do you mean? Like, what bullshit do you mean when you say bullshit y'all talk about? Like, is bullshit considered, like, hey, babe, I had a terrible day today. I was walking today, and when I was picking the cotton, my hands fell off or shit like that, or, hey, I was selling fruits out the back of my car, and... You know, all my bananas went bad.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the bullshit you're talking about? Or you mean bullshit as in, yo, I was chilling today and a chick tried to holler at me, but I didn't take the number.
And hold on,
that
another thing is...
That bullshit right there.
Okay, all right.
Another question. If it comes out of your mouth, is it bullshit still?
No. If it comes out of my mouth, no.
You see that? You see that bullshit double standard?
Yeah.
You're going to have to check that shit at the door, ma. You're going to have to check it at the door. Real thing this, you know what I'm saying? Like them Jamaican niggas be saying, real thing this. And none of that bullshit. Say what you mean and mean what the fuck you say. Stop the bullshit. Stop dealing with little niggas. Little niggas, not in stature, but little niggas in the mind. That's the fucking problem. Either that or just be a booty queen. It's your choice.
Now, what kind of, whoa, what's that in the background?
Your mom's butt up in the air, like, whoa.
Oh, yeah? You're going to talk about my mom, right? You don't even know my mother, man.
Yeah,
you don't talk about my mother. You don't know her.
You're right. I don't know her. I just fucked her face. I mean, I don't got to know her.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's going to come at the woman that popped me out of her pussy. That's what, you know what I mean? That's what he's going to do? He's going to talk about the woman that, you know, all right, it's cool. You know what? I'm not letting your mom out the cage now. Or smooth week. Or smooth week.
That's what it is.
I'm going to put her in a dark tunnel, and I'm going to spray a water hose in her.
Yeah, that's too much. What I do is just beat her and leave her in the house for like a week straight by herself.
Well, normally, I just cook hot grits and pour it on her face.
See, I'm not going to waste grits on her face. I just beat her with my hands.
I don't eat grits, you know? She likes grits, so I just, you know, disrespect her face with them.
I beat her with my hands are the closest thing to me. On several occasions, and she straightened her out. I only have to do it like twice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't even beat my daughter or my son. But I beat your mom quick fast.
But you beat my mom, so I don't know, it's cool.
Without a doubt. I mean, that shorty sound like she could use a little discipline, too, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Is it Yeah, I'm speechless and shit. Yo, how can you tell if your man or your woman is cheating? Does anyone know any signs?
Of course there's signs.
Everyone says about, like, you know, if the pussy's extra wide or whatever. But I was told by this one female that I know, she says that she normally does her thing and then takes a fucking bath with vinegar and it tightens it up.
Of course. She's a slut. That's what she does. She's a whore. Only thing whores are good for is whoring. You know, this world is built on that. Actually, America is built on that whoring shit. I deal with whores for what they are. They're whores. They get their legs spread, legs cracked, like cantaloupes. The juice spills out. and that's supposed to rind out. When I'm done, let it start festering. No. We deal with the whore. We push her out. That's it. All right? You got to differentiate. You can't waste time on a whore unless you're just, you know, she's doing her job, which is just being a whore.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Whore bag. Whore, now, there's... I was told by another young lady, actually the one that's on the phone right now, Chi-Town, she said that the way you can tell if someone is doing you dirty is if you are doing something or whatever. You say you're just, you know, you're chilling. Like, you was on the phone with your grandmother or whatever, and you call your girl, and your girl goes, "Who the fuck was you on the phone with?" "I was on the phone with my grandmother." "Yeah, you sure about that? You sure you were on the phone with another bitch?"
Mm-hmm.
But when they constantly jump to conclusions thinking that you're doing wrong, it's because they're doing wrong.
Of course
it is. Is that true?
Of course it is. Of course it is. It's a natural thing. It's a guilty conscience. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Like a liar is always going to call you a liar. That's just how it works. Because they don't want that shit happening to them. But what they don't realize is when they do that, they set themselves up. You know what I'm saying? And they fall victim to their own dumb shit. It's the way of the world. It's a natural way of things.
All right.
But we keep whores at arm's length. It's always going to be that way. Keep whores at arm's length. All right? We splack them. All right? Smack them. Flip them around. And we kick them out. That's pretty much how that goes. It's never going to change. It's the way of all things. Keep a whore in a whore's place. Everything will be better. You understand?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, Chi-Town, what are you about to say about that? Do you got any extra other ways to find out if a man or a woman is cheating for the people out there that might want to know?
She doesn't know whether she's coming or going. That's the problem. Can't really take a part in this conversation unless you know where you're going. You understand what I'm saying? That's another thing.
Well, she's probably making a mango drink right now.
Yeah. Oh, she's a guala? That explains
it. Yeah.
That explains everything.
Yeah, maybe she's making a bowl of beans and rice right now.
I'm trying to get
trying to get Kiss to come up here, man, but she's fine. I know she's doing some nervous shit. Like,
you remember that nigga Dre, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Of course. Niggas was drinking that Easy Jesus.
Yeah, this nigga Dre said that his baby moms used to, after he would come in, like, from a, you know, night out with the boys, she would make this nigga pull his penis out.
Of course.
She would snip his penis to make sure there's no soap or sex residue on it.
I mean, that's probably because someone just pulled out of her.
You know? Yeah, that probably is what it is.
It's not really his fault, you know, I mean, he chose her, and I bet you she's a white girl, too.
Yeah, she is.
All right. See, certain things are elementary. I mean, it's a shame that it has to be like that, but, you know, like I said, this is the way of all things. A slut's going to be just that. It's going to be just that. I mean, don't call me a liar and a cheater, knowing goddamn well the only liar and cheater is you.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, it's a shame. It doesn't have to be like that, but this is the way that they make it. You know, who you is with. Come on, like, if we have a good thing, all right, we care about each other, all right, we spend time and we respect each other, and we keep it real and keep it green, then there's really no need for, like, us to even say things like that to each other, like, what are you doing? Who are you cheating with? Like, come on. I said, you're setting yourself up for failure. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, you are.
You're right.
Well, for all those females out there that are doing all these things and they're actually being whore bags in the background, but in front of that man's face, they're trying to make it seem like they're the one cheating, I got a perfect song for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want y'all to take pride in this song. Listen to it. And if you're near, the nearest guy, I don't know if fuck if you're in the movie theater right now with your homegirl next to you, the dude that's next to you is 50 years old, I want you to follow this song into its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it locked. We'll be back after this beautiful song for those slutty whores.
Slut whores.
My baby left me.
your mouth.
And you can just keep me
what
out.
Do you choose to lick? Pussy or dick?
You can leave me
people
out.
Throughout the world, man, it's your pick.
It your
what
mouth.
Do you choose to lick? Pussy or dick? People
mouth.
Throughout the world, yeah, it's
put
your
it
pick. What do you want to lick? Pussy or dick? People throughout the world, yeah.
Oh man, it's pretty hardcore. But it's so needed. It's hardcore and so needed. Hey, hey, Chi-Town.
Yo.
I got a question. This is kind of off of the relationship topic, but you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But would you just, if a nigga just walked up to you and was like, damn, Ma, you know, you sexy, I just want to eat your pussy, would you let him?
Hell no.
You know, I think that's a different
thing. That means he does that to everybody. That means he does that to any chick he sees who want to eat their pussy. Ugh.
That's pretty true, but I think, I mean, I probably would say no, too, if a chick, random chick just came up to me, but I guess it depends.
You a liar. You know, a girl be like, yo, let me suck that shit right quick. You gonna be like, yo, run it. You know what I'm saying?
Run it. Run them lips. Let me see what you talking about. I might have to hit off with that. Oh, whoa. Show a nigga what you talking about.
Whoa.
I saw this chick the other day. Dog, I was, you know, everyone knows how I love Spanish women. Saw this chick the other day. She was, I don't know if she's Puerto Rican or Dominican, but I know she was Spanish. She had a fucking ass out this world. Ass out this world. Pretty toes, the whole nine yards. She comes up to me asking me for, like, you know, like a Pepsi product or some shit like that. So I'm looking at her, I'm like, damn, this bitch is bad. As soon as she opened her mouth to ask me, it looked like somebody was playing bowling with her teeth. Like, she was, and you know what the fuck the thing about it? I know a couple of people, you know, that would actually not give a fuck. Well, fuck it, I'll just keep telling her, keep her mouth, her mouth closed.
What happened to her teeth?
Her teeth were fucked up. Like, she had some hair, some there. Like, her motherfucking teeth look like a toolbox.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's no good.
Oh, my God.
Like, some teeth were brown. And the teeth that she had were brown. The others was missing. I'm like, how can you walk around in public? Well, I wouldn't want to talk to anybody.
Like, I mean, some people really don't give a fuck at the end of the day. Some people really, really, genuinely, really, 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 really don't give a fuck. They really don't care. Don't give a fuck.
Nah, they don't. It's disgusting. Like, you have to handle that.
I mean, now they really don't.
Mean, maybe you don't have the money. I mean, maybe you should save the money that you're paying for these groceries and get your grill fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, go to the Halloween store and get some fake teeth or some shit.
How about she probably got a nigga. She got a nigga that love her with her crooked-ass, fucking janky-ass mouth and shit. So, I mean, what are you going to tell her? Like, come on, my nigga love me. I'm sure he does love you, Mom. That's pretty much
he loves you because he knows you're not going nowhere because your teeth look like a hot mess.
Nah, that and he loves you because he knows that soon enough, the rest of the motherfuckers don't fall out and his head jobs is going to be ridiculous.
Oh, my God. That nigga snap.
No. That nigga's stupid.
Oh, my God.
And so that's why he keeps feeding her candy and shit like that. Like, oh, go eat out. Buy all the candy you want, baby girl. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till all them fronts move out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ain't nothing like sitting down after doing
that. Yeah, I'm on the I'm in the chat room on the show page, and someone checked and said they put your friend is so full of shit he needs to get his facts straight.
Oh,
I guess they're talking about you, homie.
They're not talking about me. If they are, tell them to clarify. They're not talking
about
me.
I heard
me.
It. Either clarify or man the fuck up and call up. 914-338-1782.
Word, don't be pussy. Don't deal with that.
Yeah, don't be pussy. You got a problem with, you know, Chi-Town or 6-4 or SD or GQ or now in the building, Ill-E. You call up 914-338-1782.
You don't got the heart to call up.
Nah, they don't.
Never did, never will. Never have.
Oh, man, you know what feels mad good? Cleaning your ear with a Q-tip, yo.
Nah, I just use a washcloth.
While taking the shit at the same time. Oh, what?
So,
hold on. Basically, you're saying that you can get a washcloth in your ear, in your inner ear. When's the last time you cleaned your inner ear, motherfucker?
Last time I took a shower, motherfucker, and I don't put the whole shit. I just put the tips of it, nigga.
Okay,
you know what feels good?
What
feels good?
Your mom's a JJ.
Well, yo, 6-4 said it first, so you're talking about his mom.
No, actually, we're both talking about your mom. I mean, you already know that's my brother, so I definitely passed her.
Hey, man, there's a lot of sick motherfuckers out there that commit incest, you know?
I mean, like I said, Joe.
Whoa, shut your stuttering ass up.
What happened is this. I went in on her.
Whoa! Shut your stuttering ass up again, nigga.
That nigga stuttered.
Yeah, he stuttered his ass off.
Who's on the phone?
Well, we got
Who's on the radio show? Who's on the radio show? Sorry.
We got Chi-Town. You know Chi-Town from Orlando.
Who is that?
Huh?
Alright,
that's your future wife's sister.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Go to that.
Chi-Town.
What's up?
That's B.
Yeah,
what up?
Hello, what's up?
Yo,
how you
doing? Yep.
Your legs.
Hey, yo, E, what are you, half retarded?
No, I'm chewing Raisin Bran Crunch cereal.
Oh, he's a homo.
Hey, that's your brother, nigga.
Yeah, I know.
So, yo, E, what's the best way you can tell if a woman's cheating on you?
She smells like fucking
milk. If you walk in the room if you walk in the room and there's some man meat in her mouth,
yeah.
That's a super dead giveaway.
Yeah, that's a super duper duper giveaway.
I mean, you could tell a woman's shit, and, like, you just got to pay attention to their movements, just like anybody else. You could always tell what niggas is doing. Like, you stand in a corner watching niggas for a second. Yo, what are they doing? You know what I'm saying? And you just pay attention to what they're doing. You just watch them for a little while, and you'll see by their actions, what they say, how they move, exactly what the fuck they're doing. Boom, I'm walking on the street one day, right? It's late night, like, whatever, 1 in the morning or some crazy shit. I'm walking with my nigga A, right? So we walk in and shit, we see these two white boys, you know, we on Castleton, you know what I'm saying? So we see these two older white dudes, you know what I mean? They just chilling, standing there, like, could they be cops? I don't know, maybe, I guess. But, you know, they're just standing there, and they got a tall-ass ladder leaning up against a light pole. So,
sometimes... You said this is 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. So he asked, and, you know, there's no time that it's in trucks around, there's no, you know... trucks around that make you think that, oh, maybe these guys are working overtime or some shit, you know? And I'm watching these motherfuckers, right? We're walking past them. They, you know, we walk past and they're like, oh, what's going on? How you doing? All right, whatever. And
yeah, they 5-0.
even though we walk past, we're watching. So, long story short, they wait till there's no cars on the block and, you know, it's empty, and they wait till we get all the way up the block to climb up the ladder. What are they doing?
Right, spying on motherfuckers' calls.
They're stealing electricity. That's what they're doing. But if you didn't really pay attention to what was going on, you wouldn't fucking know that. And they're stealing electricity. And it's no problem. I don't give a fuck. But you know what? That stops you from having to ask questions like who, what, where, when, why, and how. If you just pay attention, you'll fucking figure all, most of that shit out by yourself. Just like a bitch. If you know her, you know how her pussy smells. You know what time she ovulates. You know what turns her on. You know what when she's lying, what she does. Like, because people got dead giveaways, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, you know, if the bitch is, like, fucking, if the bitch is fucking, you know, doing different shit, saying, moving differently, like, oh, I don't want to do this tonight, whatever, whatever, you know, you just pay attention. And usually they give up themselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think a woman wants to cheat on a nigga. I don't know if a nigga wants to cheat on a woman. I mean, it is what it is. But you just pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Works every time, son. Works every fucking time.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Some motherfuckers got open relationships. Like, you can fuck who you want. I'll fuck who I want. I mean, that's it. That's it. Only going to work to a certain extent.
You know what? I don't think I can do that.
I couldn't either. I'm good.
How do y'all can do that? But y'all can do it behind closed doors, though, right?
I'm going to tell you why, though. Cause
I personally
can't do it because when I deal with a female, like, there's certain shit that I'm putting into her. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's with every female. Like, I don't just deal with birds unless, like, my son came through my crib one day and slid with a slut. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she topped him off. You know what I'm saying? And like, of course, we smoked weed, you know, we lit up the L. And, but directly after that, she knew what time it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, she went in, topped him off. He came back outside, he was like, "Yo, you good?" I'm like, "Oh, shit, I forgot." Well, I went in, she topped me off, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, but that's, we know that, that's a slut. I don't really like stable bitches like that, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
That's just me, though. That's just me. They out there.
Okay, ever since I got tested, man, I'm like, look, man, fuck that. I want to be able to know, like, oh, whoa, you were the last person I had sex with. Come on, let me see your paperwork. See if your shit is matching with my shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't know. I can't, like, if I'm with somebody, I know I can't do it. Because I just have that feeling of, you know, what goes around comes around. Which I'm a firm believer of that shit. So, I don't want Shorty to be doing me dirty. Because, you know, like 6'4 said, I like to do extra shit. Like, you know, involves if she is doing dirt and if she catches someone from some dirty bitch ass nigga and I end up getting that shit on my lips or some shit like that.
Why do you gotta be a dirty bitch nigga when she's the one that slept with him?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, but he could be a dirty nigga to begin with and she's a dirty bitch for messing with that dirty nigga.
Yeah, I mean...
No, she's not a dirty... She's a trifling bitch for messing with that dirty nigga. There we go.
No, because...
No?
If she ain't know who you were, what type of nigga you were, she would know better. Bitches know what to do with certain niggas. Like, you think she's treating you the same as she's treating another nigga? You think that your girl, if she got a nigga she's fucking, that she's treating the jump off the same as you? No. She's treating that nigga different because she has to. She knows what it is. You know what I'm saying? Plus, she's treating him different, too. Like, she don't give a fuck because she knows she can come back to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody is different, dog. Like, I'm personally, like, I'm not interested in dealing with a slut. Like, I guess I would, like, on some certain levels, like, yo, bitch, let's just go fuck all. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had bitches just come to my crib and just dome me off, like, bitch session every day. And they're just like, yo, such, I wanted to suck your dick. Oh, all right, well, no problem. Go to the crib, she top me up, you know what I'm saying, keep it pushing. But I don't know, that whole shit, I don't see that. That's not my style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
But I still want my son. I still got to, you know, get my son, get a bitch to top my son off, you know, because that was homie love right there.
Homie love. Yo, E.
What up, fams?
What'd you think about that, dog?
I didn't even hear what he said. He said something about, No, I'm sorry. I'm watching ESPN. My bad.
Cheating.
Listen, let me tell you something about a bitch, right? Let me tell you something about a bitch. I'm gonna kill me a motherfucking bitch. That's all I'm saying. That's all I gotta say. I'm gonna kill me a bitch.
If a bitch do you dirty, you kill him.
Let me find out. I'm killing him, and then I'm going to Canada, son. Straight up.
Why are you gonna kill a bitch over some pussy, like?
Well, especially if she's a bitch.
Listen, let me tell you something.
I didn't need to know because niggas. I mean, if a chick is gonna play
hold
you dirty, it's because you ain't handling your business.
No,
I mean,
listen, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do all that. All I'm saying.
Oh,
is,
for real? Okay.
Yeah. But it's like honestly, you know,
there be niggas out there that be wanting to kill a bitch. That's what I'm saying. There's niggas that would kill a bitch.
Of course. But there's too many of them out there to you know. But
right.
If you ain't handling your BI, then that's, you know, what you expect is going to happen. What you expect is going to happen.
That is true. I was talking about that shit with my boy today. Like,
I don't know about that, dog. I don't subscribe to that bullshit, man.
No, but you know.
That shit can be real, because I was talking to my barber today, and he's on the phone with one of his chicks. And his nigga's like, yo, dog, on some real shit, you got to think about it. If a chick ain't cooking, if she ain't fucking right, or ain't fucking at all, if she ain't, you know what I mean, if she ain't putting in nothing, bringing nothing to the table at all, and just stops everything, what the fuck am I here for? She's real deal. Like, you gotta keep your shit up. Just like, you know what I mean, I was telling this young lady today, like, yo, even after like 5 or 10 years into a relationship, you can't just fall back and say, okay, I got her, so I don't gotta say shit. You still got it. Every once in a while, I'll be like, yo, you looking real beautiful today. You still got to throw that out there. Make them feel wanted. Because there's always going to be a nigga out there that, because you ain't saying what you used to say, will just come out and be like, damn, yo, you fine as shit. You got a man? Yeah, unfortunately, I got a man who never realizes that I am beautiful. He just thinks that he doesn't have to say it anymore. You're going to lose your chick to an average nigga. You know what I mean? So you got to step your game up. You got to keep your game. You always got to be ahead of the game, no matter if you've been with her for 20 years, 30 years, or 40 years. Well, actually, you know, 50 years, and she's old and stinking just like you. I guess you don't really got to say shit because, you know, who the fuck you going to leave me for? My dick don't even work. And your tits is all the way down to your knees. So, you know what I mean?
There's a whole bunch of gilfs out there. There's a whole bunch of gilfs.
Oh, gilfs?
Yeah. Saying, man.
Grannies, I like the fuck.
Hell yeah.
That nigga's stupid. Gilf. Yeah, it is. But you got to step your game up, man. You got to always be up on the up and up. Now, I'm saying, fucking, hey, shout out.
Yeah.
Now, question me too. What do you have to bring to the table for a man? If a man was to present, like, okay, well, I got this, and that, yada, yada, yada. Because they ain't all about whims and, oh, I'm balling, but I live in, you know, I live in my motherfucking mother's house, and we share a bed. Like, I mean, we sleep head to toe. I mean, sometimes she sleeps on the floor and I take the bed, you know? Depending on who pays the light bill and this and that. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, niggas, you know, niggas bug me out. But then you got women out there that got 1,000,001 kids and they ain't doing shit for themselves. And they look, they pray.
They
pray on niggas.
Just because they're fucking a nigga. I think that's just their job. That's the problem with a lot of these bitches out here. They think just because y'all can fucking suck, y'all doing y'all job, which is not.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not even half of it. That's just a portion of it.
I'm actually glad that this man said that shit.
I mean, it is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like you dealing with a chick or whatever, and you know, some niggas do, some niggas don't. Like, you might buy something, or you might get a bottle, or, you know, you find yourself in the habit of getting a bottle all the time, or, like, you know, you get Chinese food. You find yourself, you keep going in your pockets, you know what I'm saying? And then you may have a conversation with her one day, like, yo, like, about relationships and what are we doing, where are we at? I don't know where we at. Where are we? Oh, well, you know, I like you. I like you, too. You know, and did what I do for you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got good pussy. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
What?
Let's be real. Let's be real. Let's understand that all pussy is the same. Hello.
Nah.
Not really.
Not really.
There's some floppy pussy, there's some loose pussy,
yeah,
and there's some king pussy and dirty pussy.
You got it. There's some pussy.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Now, all pussy is the same. It's really a hole, whether it's loose or tight, wet or dry, and it's in between your legs. It, as far as I'm concerned, pussy's ugly. It feels good. It feels good, but it's ugly. So now the really only thing that separates the pussy is the woman that it's connected to. You understand what I'm saying? So really, it's not about the pussy itself. It's about you. Because I could go fuck somebody else and bust a nut. I could bust a nut in my hand. Once that nut is gone,
you know what I'm saying?
Then what remains is what we really are.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? If I want to get
the
fuck away from you.
That is true.
If I want to get away from you after I bust a nut, then...
That's what I'm going to do.
Basically.
That's what I'm going to do. Word out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, so don't tell me that, oh, I came into a relationship with, oh, hey, girl, I came into a relationship with, you know, I got a career, I got a house, you know what I'm saying? I got aspirations. What you came into a relationship with? A bag? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Out of here with that bullshit, man. Don't tell me that your pussy is worth something. It's really not.
That shit is funny.
And at the same time,
it's
like...
It's true.
At the same time, like, we fucking... You're getting a nut, right? You climaxing and all that. I'm busting a nut, too. So that cancels each other out. Like, don't tell me, oh, I sucked your dick, so... Huh?
Like, bitch, I can get 1,000 other bitches to suck me.
You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me, oh, I cooked for you. What? Bitch, you had to eat too. What you mean you cook for me? Like, you know, don't tell me some dumb shit. Oh, we gotta put some weight on you. A bitch will tell you some shit like that. They'll try to bait you with that dumb shit. Oh, we gotta put some weight on you. We gotta fatten you up. Oh, okay. And then when they cook and you eat, then it's like, oh well, I cook for you. Bitch, you gotta cook anyway. Like, come on.
Word. I mean, first of all, you ain't cook for me. I can understand if you cook for me and sat down and fanned me and watched me eat that good meal. But, motherfucker, you cook food for your kids. So, pretty much, you cook for everybody.
At the end of the day, I don't need a bitch to cook for me because I know how to cook, so.
You know what I'm saying? Me too.
Look, man, I got motherfucking pizza in my refrigerator from Pizza Hut, man, on a sunny day and a Corona.
That's number one. That's first.
I have a question for you guys, since it's all guys on the line. Okay. So what do you guys want from a female, basically? What a nigga want from a bitch? What is it that y'all want? Like,
first of all, I don't want a bitch.
Let me say, hold on. Let me talk.
I know what I want. I want her to shut the fuck up. That's what I'm
basically. Open mouth that doesn't talk. That's what I want.
You just stated that I ain't everything. So what is it that you want from a chick that makes it different from all the other chicks that you get your nut from? You know what I'm saying?
Keep your mouth closed. That's number one. First and foremost.
Hold on. You have to keep it closed.
Number two.
Closed but open.
Yeah, closed but open. I mean, niggas know what I mean. Like, you know what I'm saying? Number two, I don't need you asking me 1,000 questions like you police.
Nope.
Like, I don't do that. Like, I'm a grown ass man. I don't have to explain myself to anybody.
Nope.
That's the main thing. Like, I don't just keep your fucking mouth closed. I don't want to hear shit from you.
Butt open.
Butt open. All right, my bad. Keep your mouth closed, butt open.
motherfucking, I don't want to hear shit. If a nigga say something to you and I'm not coming at you disrespectful, just do it, dog. Like, straight up. Like, just do what a nigga asks you to do, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking it for much.
Immediately.
I don't ask so much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is kind of simple when it comes to certain shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't ask so much. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you could just do those things for me, we good. I don't need shit from no bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck I need from you, bro? Like, what do I really need from a bitch? Like, besides pussy and a head. Like, what do I really need after that? Like,
nothing.
Well, tell you the truth, y'all know me. I'm Mr. Love Bones. I just wanna, what I need from a female is for her to be herself. Keep it real. You got a problem? Let's talk about it. Don't go to your home girls.
Nigga, Captain Save 'Em All. This ain't the dating game, nigga.
Sentimental.
They're gonna shit on my answer, man. I ain't shit on y'all answers.
Captain Save 'Em All.
I'll let you handle yours.
Captain Save 'Em All. Come on, dog.
You can't say.
Hold on. What did she say? Did she say what she wanted from guys?
No.
I said what? Yo, shot time. What do you want from a guy?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Not another bag of Doritos.
Oh,
Lord.
Another bag of Doritos.
You know, I'm selling to the Matrix.
A beaten?
Yeah. I can tell. Like, she definitely needs
Wait a minute. Yeah, well, what kind of shit is that? How you going to ask what do guys want in a woman?
You don't know what you want in a man.
I know what I want in a man, but you catch on a different level, so, I ain't going to go there, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, can I ask you a question? Is it me, or didn't I say earlier that women don't know what the fuck they want, so how do you expect a nigga to give you what you want, you don't even know what the fuck you want?
Mm-hmm. I know what I want. I got a checklist. Best believe that. And I got a checklist.
See?
I know what
see,
I want. I got a checklist.
Okay, so what's on that checklist?
Top three. Y'all over here talking about all y'all want from a female is her mouth closed and her booty hole open. So,
Hold on. That's another problem you women
y'all
have.
Y'all ain't ready to just
hold on. That's another problem you women have. Y'all hear what y'all want to hear.
They ain't saying nothing about no booty hole open. That's some gay shit.
That's another problem that y'all have. Women don't listen.
They said they want a woman to shut up, but. Keep her mouth open.
Keep her mouth closed but open. I mean, niggas know what
keep
that
her mouth
means.
Closed but open. Not her butt open.
Open. In other words,
see, there's a lot of people out there in radio land that don't know what the fuck we're talking about. So we'll elaborate. In other words, they want the fucking bitches to shut the fuck up, stop bitching and complaining about stupid shit. And if you're going to use your mouth to open your mouth and suck cock.
And don't talk to me like you police. Straight up. Mm-hmm.
Word.
Where was you? Man. What are you doing here? And all that. That's police talk.
You know what?
Chill.
You know what I want? I'll be honest. Hold on. I'm going to give the honest answer. You know what I want?
Nigga.
I just want a chick to match my efforts. Like, if I'm putting, if I'm busting my ass every day at work, or not even busting my ass. If I'm going to work, you go to work. If I'm...
She go to work.
If I'm bringing in 100, you bring in 100. If I'm driving a Lex, you drive a Lex.
I mean, that's real deal. That's pretty much what I said.
I'm dropping $1,500 on the mortgage. You drop $1,500 on the mortgage, and we'll be, or drop $1,000.
This ain't trying to drop bread, nigga.
If she has on skinny jeans, you want to have on skinny jeans. Yeah, you want equal opportunity. Tight jean wearing motherfucker.
Stay as a radio host, all right? The comedian bit is not working. Stay as a radio host, please.
You said don't quit your night job, nigga.
Yeah, please. Please.
Yo, man, I just broke my fucking Corona on this $500 mink.
Hold on. What did that fall off the back of a truck?
Marky Project.
Hold on.
Straight
somebody up. Somebody go to the 251 and give me a pack of $8, man.
Oh, wow. $8 over there? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You said $8 over there?
Shouldn't work. I'm good. I'll go to motherfucking, I'll go to 418 and get it for $6.
All right.
Yo, I want to give a big shout out to all the fat bitches that are out there in Radio Land with tube socks on, and I just want to add real quick.
Hold on, and they took their bra off so their titties are sitting on their stomach. Holla.
Losing right now.
What?
Yo, this nigga stupid.
Nigga said that bitches that took their bra off and it's
nipples
flat
is pointing down. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants
word.
Their nipples pointing down.
Word. The nipple downward.
One nipple's bigger than the other.
The nipple areolas, man. Alien tits.
I know this is for another topic, but what is it with, like, this female told me that she loves giving head, you know, she likes oral sex, nothing wrong with it, but she said something about, I don't go down on a man if he doesn't manscape. And I looked at my pubes, I'm like, yo, I don't have that many pubes, like, this manscape, right?
Come here real quick.
I don't understand all of that, like. Why do I have to have a fucking no hair on my area at all to get some head? Like, I don't understand that.
I mean, you
like,
obviously she don't love giving head like that if she's going to say that.
Or if she's requesting shit like that, she doesn't like giving head as much
as
she claims.
That's true. Or it's a dude. A trainer. Holla. I mean, only a homosexual mom would manufacture some shit like that, but, you know.
What's the tranny?
I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. Listen. Now you're a transformer.
Hold on, repeat that.
I said that the other day, this female told me that, you know, because we were talking about, I mean, I forget what the fuck we were talking about, but she said that he was talking about oral sex. And she's like, well, I won't go down on a man unless he manscapes. In other words, he cuts all of his pubes off. So I told Shorty, I said, well, not that my penis is going in your mouth, but
what's the rating on the show?
He had to say
that. The rating on the show is mature. It's mature. It's
real sensitive. I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
So is your jeans. But, yo, do you partake in oral sex? Are you down with oral sex? Do you vote oral sex as a yes? I can.
Who?
Okay. Of course you take dick to the face. Can't you tell? Come on, man. Let's be serious.
I thought I heard no. I was about to be like, what?
Chi-Town, do you take part in oral sex?
Do you give head?
Do you suck dick? Fuck that.
Oh, wow.
Well, what you think, man? Come on now. Of course.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you take part in this event, does it matter whether the dude is bald down there or is your...
crazy. Okay. I'm going to ask y'all a question. When y'all eat pussy, do you like to have hair in your mouth?
Sure. I mean, a little bit of hair is okay. Let me tell you something. If it's in my way, I bite it out.
That shit stinks. So
you take a shower, you be good.
Not necessarily. Maybe your shit stinks when you got hair on it. But that's not every woman. Every woman is different. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, nigga. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Don't disrespect me like that, because I ain't no dirty fish. I'm going to put you on spec on that, son. For real.
He's not necessarily saying
that you're dirty. But he's saying that when you...
Wow. Okay, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm sorry. If I'm going to suck dick, that shit better be trimmed, because I don't want no pubic hair on my teeth. That's nasty as fuck.
Nah, that's what's up.
Turn that motherfucker up, because that's nasty. That's it.
That's
what's
up.
Hold on.
Let me tell you something. The same way pubic hair went out, it's going to come back in. I'm telling you.
Ugh,
it's going to come like it was in the 70s. You know, everything is a cycle.
No, that's cyclical.
That's extra pubic hairness, right?
I'm good on.
If I put my face between a girl's legs, I got a question. She got a bush pussy to the point that my face is buried in her bush. Nah, it's no go.
Can I ask a question? That's what I'm gonna do, right? My question
go ahead.
Is, first of all, of all of the niggas here, right? And there's four niggas here. Who, like, eats pussy with their mouth open?
That's number one.
Like, I'm not biting your pussy. You know, I'm not trying to take a bite out of your shit, stupid. I'm licking your shit. I'm just licking clit.
That's about it. I'm not even putting my face.
I personally think it doesn't really fucking matter. Like, I like hair, but that's part of that is because, you know, for me, the sexual connection, you know what I'm saying, is like the smell too. Like being able to smell your shit, not on some stink shit, but being able to pick up your scent. You know what I'm saying? Like smell your pussy through your panties type of shit. Like I like that, and the hair helps trap that scent, not odor. It's between an odor and a scent. I'm not saying this shit got.
Who's that talking? Who's that speaking right there?
That's 6'4" right there.
It could be cleaner than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It could be dumb clean, but just have hair. It ain't gotta be like wild out 60s porno bush, but it could be like.
Tell you something. If it ain't hairy, I ain't with it.
I like a light bush.
I like a light teaser. I like a teaser.
Y'all, everybody on line is black, right?
Yeah, we're all black.
But you know, Spanish men don't like that shit. Y'all gotta shave your shit quick, but they'll beat your ass too. Yeah, you know, they'll beat your ass. You know that. Oh, hold on, we got someone that wants to, I guess, partake on the pubic hair nation.
Caller, you're on the air.
Send them out.
Yo.
Wow, Lord. Here we go. I'm going to try one more time, and then I'm going to shit on you. Caller, you're on the air.
We're just listening, that's all.
Oh, all right, because you pushed the hand up to talk.
You got your hand up, that means it's time to talk, Jay.
We're just listening. It's funny. Go ahead.
All right, so do you have anything to add towards the...
Who's we?
I just think that you niggas are like really comical. This is me and my cousin Jennifer.
What up, Jen?
Who is that? Who's me?
My name is Nairi.
Nairi?
No, Pumpkin. It's Nairi.
Hold on, is Pumpkin on my birth certificate?
Oh my God, are we really doing it like that? Like we really starting off like that? Is that how we doing it?
What are you wearing right now?
Oh my God, for real?
Oh Lord, nigga, this is too real for you. Hang
up. Let's reel it in. Hold on, let's reel it in. All right, ladies, thank you for listening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really appreciate it. Like, cause we really talking some real shit. I don't want to like mislead y'all or whatever, say some dumb shit. But this is real, like how niggas really feel. So you know.
Word. You can Jennifer.
Add on where you see fit, you know what I mean? Or listen, whatever you're trying to do, we'll be here.
Jennifer.
I'll tell you one thing, E. You can be the thirstiest nigga ever, man. Thirsty. It don't matter what the kid look like. You had a female voice, damn it, I'm hollering at you. The first thing I'm asking you is either to take off your clothes while you talk to me, or what do you have on?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's just, you know.
I didn't ask Shottown to step out of fucking kitchen, yo.
Like, what the fuck, I didn't ask Shottown out of respect, you know.
Yeah.
Moment. But if Shottown was, you know, I'd be like, yo, listen, what are you wearing? Fuck all that.
Try it out.
Wait, is she?
I don't know. Shottown is a little gully, though, man. Yo, what do y'all think about women that are, like, gangster?
That's just an act, my nigga.
Yeah, it's just an act, my nigga.
Until you yourself actually get into some shit and your broad is with you and she's throwing fucking knuckles, it's all an act.
That's true. That's some G shit right there.
That's with anybody, though.
You know what I'm saying? That's with anybody.
That's true.
But yo, that, especially for a woman, too, you know what I'm saying? Because, like,
for women to jump in the trenches.
You better die, nigga.
for a bitch to jump in and take grenades in the trenches, I could fuck with that. See, I could fuck with a bitch like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you. That isn't me. I'm telling you when I'm out on the street and I'm duking it out with some nigga, fucking put your 2 cents in. But if you just happen to put your 2 cents in and give me that window of opportunity to crack son's skull, I'll thank you for that. I'll thank you for that. Like,
this is all real, man. It's all real.
Yo, I have a question. I have a question.
I don't know how to fabricate shit. So
I have a question. Can I ask one question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Shut down.
What's up? Man, go ahead. Y'all just be fucking with me, but it's cool.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, boy. This guy's...
Yeah, what are you wearing?
I am definitely out of control.
Yeah, I knew you was done.
What'd she say?
Oh, boy.
She said she's done, nigga.
Oh, no more?
Done with me.
This nigga said no more, no more?
She tapped out, nigga. She tapped out, son.
Yeah, she tapped. It's all gravy, though.
Nah, she's still there. Yo, Shy.
What's that?
Yo, she felt like she's worn out. You heard?
Yeah. But it's 4-on-1, so, I mean, of course she's...
I'm not even really attacking the female, so it's not exactly 4-on-1.
Hold on.
I'm not attacking her either, so...
Hold on. I'm not attacking... I don't have any adversaries here, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not against you, Ma. Like, that's my brother. He could do him. It is what it is. You know what I mean? You seem like you cool, too. But, yo, just talking. What do you got on?
She's real cool.
She's finished.
See?
Just say I have on jeans and a shirt. That's it.
That's real. That's real. That's not even no bullshit. Like,
that's not the answer niggas is looking for, but check you again.
Not at all. But, I mean, you got to think quicker. You got to think quicker. Be like, yo,
but how... Hey, yo, bust how GQ is forming back, though, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he's a fag.
You already know.
He's a fag, you know? He's gay.
Well, it is.
He's gay.
Whoa. Why did you fall back? We know, we know his M.O. already.
Yo, first of all, I was drinking some Corona. Like, what's the first time?
You're still babysitting that Corona, nigga?
Word.
So you cracked that at the beginning of the show, dog. Like, what's your
name? Oh, this is a... But this is a 40 ounce though. It's a 40.
Oh boy.
A 40 of Corona, really?
Yeah, man.
Where are you show from? Mexico?
That's the nigga that's trying to get beyond pissy.
I got it from Roger Wilco, man.
That's the only place that they have 40 ounce Coronas in Mexico.
Nah, I got it from Roger Wilco, man. It's Roger Wilco's birthday, so they had some special shit.
I'm done with you. I'm drinking a 40 of Corona. I'm finished.
He's drinking a 22.
Oh, alright.
No, actually, I'm drinking a 24.
I ain't seen nothing bigger than the 22. Or 24.
Nigga, I'm looking at it. I'll take a picture of my brother.
Yeah, I ain't never seen no 40 Corona, dog.
Nah, they got in Mexico. The highest they got is a 24.
Come back across the border, man. No, we come
they
back.
Got them shits in Mexico, nigga.
Go see the donkey show.
Why do that when I got your mother in the living room?
You do. Shh.
Hold on. Chi-Town, you still there? You still with us?
Yeah, I'm with y'all.
Chi-Town is cool, man.
Yo, Chi-Town, real quick. Say you walk in, right, at a long day's hard work, right?
You walk home.
You walk in, right, and you like, damn, I bust my ass all day, and you see your man's car in front of the house, right? So you walk in, there's a bottle of champagne on the table, right? And you got the two glasses and all that shit, and then you smell the aroma of, you know, sofrito and beans and rice and shit like that. You know, my man cooking this and that. And as you walk to the bedroom, you start seeing panties, and well, a pair of panties, a skirt. You walk in the bedroom, it's a Spanish bitch that was cooking in your house, pouring your champagne, and fucking your man. What did you do right then and there?
I'm gonna kill this bitch. I mean, I'm gonna kill this bitch.
You know what?
that's how you would handle it, that's what's up. I ain't even gonna say nothing.
No, wait, hold on, because she talks like that. Like, she can be saying bitch as in the dude. So you talking about that you're going to kill this bitch-ass nigga or the chick?
I'm going to kill my nigga. That nigga's crazy. How the fuck he's going to come to my house and mm-hmm. have this bitch in my house? He's going to get killed, dog. He's going to get murked right there.
Mm-hmm.
No questions. That's it.
No questions.
That's what it is.
I just got an erection just now.
It sounds good. Nah, don't.
I mean, fellas, what would y'all do if you walked in and your girl's on her knees sucking dick to two dudes?
What would I do? What would happen?
They're going to kill that bitch. It's whatever.
No.
Number one, I don't fight over no broad. That's number one.
Hold on. This is, you got to play it real cool. This is what you do. I already have this scenario in my head. I haven't asked this question a million times. So I walk in the door, right? Somebody's fucking my girl. Okay. They don't see me, but I see them.
Yeah, uh-huh. Drop on them. That's number one.
Hold on. First things first, we got to drop on them. Go ahead.
Okay, mm-hmm. You already know. We got to drop on them. I go in the closet, get the baseball bat, right? And then I open the door. Now they see me.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late
what
now,
is
though.
Gonna
Yo,
do?
It's
what
too
is,
late.
What is he going to do?
It's too early. Hold on. It's too late. Okay?
Five,
so
six.
You better make her come. And he better make you come. And you better, because as soon as you guys coming, it's over with. It's over with.
Nigga,
MLP in there.
This nigga said.
Ribs, shots, legs, everything. So, yo, you better last. You better last, because as soon as you come, as soon as you both come, it's over with. That's me. That's what I'm going to do.
Yo, that nigga's stupid.
No, as soon as you both come, it's over.
Well, I don't know about all that.
That's
word.
Deep, though.
That's too much.
That's deep.
Hold on. What would y'all do?
I mean,
honestly, my nigga, real talk,
honestly, when I walk in, I'm like, wow, you got that. Fuck,
I'm not
out.
Even gonna say nothing.
Right. The first things first.
Right.
There's no words. There's no words.
No,
yeah.
No,
but
no,
there might be a reaction and an action, but there's no words. That's what I'm
none. Mm-hmm. Not one.
Number two, of course, fist is definitely flying, my nigga. Something's flying. An object is flying that way. A fist is flying that way. Fucking basketball.
A couple of reggaeton CDs.
Something's no. flying that way, dog, and it's gonna fly that way with so much force it might knock the both of them out. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, you never really know in a situation. Like, the bitch is easy to knock out. I'm not really worried about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I'll probably two-piece homie up. Boop, 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 boop. Get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out of my house. That's why he's getting two-piece. Not because he's fucking my girl. Because
you're
my
fucking
house,
in my
God. House. In my house, God. So he catches Willy Lump Lump for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, really, you got to
get
rid in the fourth quarter. He gets ejected in the fourth quarter. Now that just leaves her in my house. I would have to really come up with some twisted shit to get back at that. I wouldn't know what to do with the bitch just so quickly, but I'd know I'd two-piece son and kick him out the bread.
Oh, man, dog, man, that means that you got coupons. I got you coupons
not
in the
even,
back of your pocket.
Not even. Because, like I said, I wouldn't even go that route with no broad. Like, I'd definitely come up with some shit, though. She'll definitely regret doing what she did, put it like that.
Oh, well, a nigga like me, I'm a dirty, grimy nigga, like... First of all, you know, nigga's fucking in my house. I'm like, yo, dog, just fuck out. As that nigga, as what'd you say? Let me get next. Let me get next. Fucking, as soon as they get, I'm like, all right, look, dog, you gotta fucking leave. That's what's up. Yo, high five. Yeah, she's a slut. You see, that's why I'm with her. You know what I mean? High five, dog. All right, true, but don't come after my house, or it's gonna be a problem. So, because I understand how niggas are. Niggas, you know, do stupid shit like that. But next time you come to my girl, is a problem. And then with her, when she's like, well, baby, nah, don't worry about it. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Accidents happen, right? All right, don't worry about it. But, yo, don't worry about it. Hey, this is me we talking about. Don't worry about it.
Now,
you probably thought I was doing some dirt. Don't worry about it. Let her think that shit is all sweet.
Oh, well, I got to see it go down the toilet. Is that what you're saying, nigga? Is that what you're saying? Flip my story out of the toilet, right?
Hey, yo, listen. I'm in my crib, right, and I was taking a shit, right? I busted, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had the light off, you know, doing what I'm doing, whatever the case is. Yo,
mm-hmm.
I looked at the light coming off the fucking out.
So, like I was saying,
Oh, shit.
Then I'm flicking meat out of the toilet and going, tell me the fuck off. As I'm fucking talking. You get muted, bitch-ass nigga. Anyway, like I was saying.
You just got yourself banged on, pussy.
You just got yourself muted on, pussy. Anyway, I'm making things, that shit is sweet, but I'm probably going to have a whole squad. Like, look, you want to do something for me? You want to make up for daddy? Let my cousin and my boy hit that. I mean, since you like to fuck the whole neighborhood. I'm letting everybody get their smash off, and then I'm just gonna dip on her.
You know? Yo,
and I'm gonna empty her whole account out too. That too.
Let me empty my damn nutsack out. You know? That's what I do.
Hey, everybody can get a shot.
That's what I'm talking.
Six fizzle in the building.
Hello.
Yeah.
What?
Yo.
Yo. That was funny.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, there was a big-ass spider, yo. That shit was like a foot from my face. Like, big, just big spider. You know what I'm saying? So I calmly turn on the light. I calmly reach for the motherfucking washcloth, and I pop the shit out of that nigga. I don't kill spiders either, son, but that nigga was mad big. I'm not gonna catch him and, like, you know, go outside. Put him out, you know, outside, they come and fuck back in. Yo, son, that nigga was mad big, yo.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was going to tell...
Come
I was going to tell Shot Town,
come
right?
Bun.
Shot Town, yo, when you can't, like, start digressing and, like, getting all quiet and shit... You know what I'm saying? Niggas
don't walk her out, so she's gonna...
Yeah, I mean, you can't, like, fall back like
yo,
that. Like,
you know what's crazy? This is why we don't have a female host.
Hold on.
Yo, mute that nigga, Shen. Yo, mute that nigga, Shen.
If you want to be a part of the movement, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really gotta, like...
You gotta be in a fold like a dollar bill.
So to speak.
Gotta be in a fold like a $10 bill.
Word, grab your balls, man. Pose.
Well, I mean, she got a lot of training. I mean, she did pretty good, you know, for the whole gang to be here.
Nah, yo, where's good. Jennifer and Nyree?
Is that her name,
the
Nyree?
Gang, the whole gang was here, but the whole gang wasn't going in on her, see? Like,
nah,
not really.
There's
a difference, like, you
he
know what I'm
going
saying?
In. He was going in, like.
He was going in, like.
What?
He was going in. I did my goings in already, so like.
Oh no, where's Jennifer and Nyree?
I think they're listening. I don't think they want to talk though.
Shout out to Jennifer and shout out to Nyree.
If y'all want to talk, plus one.
Guys, be close.
Whoever they are.
Baby oil, get some baby oil, right?
Oh Lord.
And Jennifer, you rub it on Nyree's shoulder, right?
Oh God.
And then after. You rub it on her shoulders, she'll turn around and rub it on your shoulders. And then, you know, my UVU account is
UVU
Carter.
Take your shirt off.
Done with y'all.
Right.
Hold on.
Wait, what does nigga say? Oh, what?
Nigga
said
UVU. Well, hold on, Ma, get your UVU. Get that UVU and take your shirt off. That's what
take
it is.
Take your shirt off, and then, and
see,
then.
That's what UVU is basically for, like.
Get
Let
some scented oil. Get some scented oils. Oils. And rub it all over her breasts.
What? Breasts.
We got a crazy lisp. His lisp is crazy.
Crazy. Crazy fresh. Crazy silly fresh DJ.
Silly, stupid, dumb fresh.
Too many. It's dumb
I can't remember
fresh.
The last. When was the last time I was on the show?
Nigga, what are you talking about, dog?
The last Watts riot.
You was motherfucking, what you call it? Niggas was talking about the fucking turnpike and how fucking long the fucking turnpike is. And
oh, yeah, you was coming from VA or DC or some shit like that.
Oh, that's right, yeah, okay.
I was like, nigga, that's the longest part of the trip.
Yeah. Yo, we about to play a quick track and then we're going to come back.
Don't
close
play
out.
Any tracks. This is not a real, I'm hanging up. Fuck this.
Yeah, you're a bitch ass nigga.
Bitch ass. Don't play any tracks. Nobody wants to hear any music. You hear this dude?
Well, I went. Let's
I have a question for y'all niggas. Y'all ready?
Oh shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If you were a chick, right? And you, that's your baby and everything like that. Why would you play your chick? Because niggas got that problem. They be playing their chick.
Yo,
so why would
what,
a nigga...
Can I answer that question?
It's like I need to know what makes a nigga want to cheat on a female. Like,
let
you know
me,
what I'm saying? If you
get
got a girl...
Nigga, you got to ask a nigga.
Can I answer that question?
Y'all niggas. Yeah. All of y'all got to answer. Y'all want to...
I actually have an answer for it, but go ahead, E.
Everybody got an answer. Yeah.
All right. This is my answer. What makes a guy play his girl?
Mm-hmm.
Another girl. Real talk.
Yeah.
That's it.
So why, like... I mean, you just
well,
go
like
here
this.
And you just...
I'm
going
to say,
honestly, the older you get, like, as I get older now, I'm like, listen, I'm ready to just wifey boo love somebody up, wifey love up.
Wifey boo love.
And, yeah, and just keep it me and her. Like, skip all the extraneous BS and, you know.
You know what I'm going to say?
Sounds good.
No, that's...
No, this is E we talking about.
Let's
not act like niggas haven't been outside of New York, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's not act like niggas ain't been in the same cipher, like, let's not act like that now, like.
Well, like
no,
this,
I mean,
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you exactly
what makes those type of people cheat on their woman. Because, first of all, just like, if you get a bitch and not a grown woman, you're going to have a whore bag. If you get a nigga instead of a grown man, you're going to have a nigga that just sleeps with other bitches. That's really the real deal. So if you get yourself a man, 9 times out of 10, you'll be good. As long as you're living up to your behalf of the end of the deal, you won't have a problem.
There's grown-ass men that sleep around, too. I mean, it's got nothing to do with that.
I mean, nah, then you gotta label it to see
what.
No, you got then right then and there you gotta label it to see whether that man is a real man or not. Or is he a little kid or not? What makes a man?
What are you talking about, real man?
Let me tell you something.
Women are powerful, B. Women know what powers they have. It's all about the man. It's in
what
you.
The fuck are you talking about, though?
If you want to stay on the straight and narrow, you'll stay. Now, listen, I can't do that. I got my blinders on.
What do you mean staying narrow? Like, you trying to put yourself in a box now? Niggas is universal, son. We could do fucking any motherfucking thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Anything.
It's not even about them. It's not about us either. It's about what we are together. And that's what makes a man cheat. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if it is more or less than more, then, you know, what the fuck are you supposed to do? I'll find someone else that'll cook me eggs. You don't want to cook me
it's
eggs?
It's more talking than this works.
I'll find
straight
somebody
up.
Else that'll suck my balls while they give me eggs. You don't want to do that? That's no problem.
Hold on. What you got to do is you're never going to get that 100%. You're never going to get that. So it's either you live with the 80
or you fucking find somebody.
You look for the 20. What you going to do?
And a real man will live for that 80. I'm like, well, you know what? I can't have the best of the world, but she's good with me, so you know what? I'm going to ride it out. And if we get into a different, right. if she won't scramble the eggs, and she only will make, you know, and she will only make omelets and no scramble, well, then I'll just scramble it until I can get her to scramble it, and then that's her stuff.
Fucking picture.
But a lot of motherfuckers, they be like, fuck this shit, I'm going to get someone else to scramble them. Can't really run for that. You gotta, man up and be like, you know what, fuck that. I'm gonna do this, and I said I was gonna be committed. Like me, I'm straight up. Like, look, if I don't want a relationship, then I'm not gonna tell you, oh yeah, I love you, I wanna be with you, yada yada, go fuck the next bitch. Because number one, all I'm gonna do is make problems. Because eventually, you're gonna get caught up, and then the chick that you said that you love to, now you got caught up because she sees you walking with another bitch in the mall. Whereas if you stop it in the beginning, look, I'm just trying to fuck. If you ain't with it, then fuck it. It is what it is. There's a lot of other women out here that just want to fuck, and that's that.
No, there is. There is a nicer way of saying that, but you know that's basically what it really is.
Don't get it popping or you know what I mean shit like that. Like my cousin,
well, you know men are the minority, right? You know men are the minority.
But you know Ace, this nigga Ace. This thing is ridiculous. Every chick he talks to, I love you. I'm like, why would you love
him? He's a sucker for love ass, nigga.
No good. You can't do that, nigga.
Well, Ace, ain't that the same nigga that I was standing in the corner last time niggas was out? That's the same nigga that I was standing in the corner with his bike chain connected to his wallet. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same guy.
Oh, man, nigga, stupid.
Just making sure that was him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, no doubt. All right. Be some sucker for love ass, nigga, that's why.
Hey,
some nigga to say anything to get in the bitch jeans, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I feel you. I see y'all press one. Y'all want to talk? Or y'all just did it by accident again?
Nah, they want to talk. They hand is up.
No, I was just asking. I don't understand, like, you still really didn't give a reason on why a nigga would cheat.
Oh, we just told you.
How you gonna ask how a nigga would cheat? Like every nigga's situation.
Because you
is
said something about like if she okay, but what if she's already doing everything that she's supposed to do to make sure she's holding her man down? If she's doing everything to hold her man down, why are you still fucking up?
There's nothing else after that. If she's doing everything she's supposed to be doing, there's no playing her.
Okay, so then why can't a man be real and just let the woman, or let the female know, like, okay, it is what it is, I'm cheating. Why they got to lead them on and play them? You know what I
mean?
I
can't answer
just
for every nigga.
Get the fuck, like, just get the fuck on. We don't even want you no more. Keep it moving.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Get the fuck on. Keep it moving.
Oh, no. I can't answer for every nigga, because I'm not every nigga.
That's how you're making a scene, though.
You know what? This is the deal, though. When you're in a situation like that, there is a good answer. When you're in a situation like that, and you're doing everything for the dude, and he still plays you, then you got to ask yourself, what about you?
What are you doing? Like,
what are you doing to attract no good future shit niggas? Like, that's real deal. I'm not saying there ain't nothing wrong with you. I'm just saying that there's got to be something wrong with you. Like,
okay,
if you're doing everything good and all that, then what's the problem with you?
Niggas are fucking greedy. Niggas is as greedy as fuck.
Exactly.
They want threesomes. They want more than one woman. They just fucking greedy.
You're supposed to want your man to do all that, right?
You know, could you imagine if females acted the way that niggas do? It'd be a totally different story.
I'd be like, whatever niggas do, I can't get away with it because I'm throwing it up.
You could be at a nigga's house sucking dick right on the phone with your boyfriend and be like, oh, nah, I'm chewing on the blow pop. And he'd be like, oh, I love you, baby, come home. And you hang up like that lame ass nigga and continue to suck dick.
Wow.
Is this happening as we speak? 11:57 in the p.m. Somebody had a dick in their mouth and their boyfriend's at home wondering where their chick is at. It is what it is. This is where we live
I have a question. Okay, so why do men like to mess with females that are already in relationships, or why do they like to mess with females who have husbands?
Niggas like breaking up happy homes.
Wow.
I'm joking. I'm just joking.
I'm going to tell you why. Hold on.
I want to hear an answer from GQ.
Oh, okay.
Why it gotta be for me? I'll tell you exactly why. Maybe most guys feel that way because I don't know, like just like with women. Women don't want
women don't want to talk to a guy that's single because if he's single, then after they get it popping, that guy is going to be like all over her. Whereas if he has a girl or she has a man, they just know, okay, it's just sex. I have a man, you have a girl, so it's nothing popping off.
It kind of has a thing.
I mean, that's the only thing. And you know, the only reason I have that logic is because I have an auntie and a mother. So, I mean, I'm not trying to say anything about them, but that's just how that is.
Nah,
a lot of,
niggas don't got to commit to the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is, really. Like, niggas don't got to commit to the relationship.
Niggas want
to
fucking keep it moving.
It's not even about that.
Come on, because you're not like bitches don't be wanting to do the same shit. There's more bitches you don't want than niggas, so what's good?
No, yeah, guys don't want to have to keep it moving.
No,
you know what guys want you to do? All guys want to do is have a good time. Watch some football.
That's why that'll always be that problem.
So full shit nowadays, it ain't even funny. You don't even know what to believe anymore.
Now,
they say one thing and they do another.
You know what?
Hold on. Full of bullshit.
Hold on. You know what? You're right. But at the end of the day, it's not my job to convince you of anything. At the end of the day, you go with what you fucking got of your
head. Listen, let me tell you something. All right?
That's what it is. Straight up.
I wanna love you down. That's all I wanna do. All right?
Oh my God.
Where you at right now? I will be there next weekend to love you down.
Where we at?
I'm gonna give you some of that Wookum for Nub, girl. Let me give you some of that Wookum for Nub.
The what?
In all the right places. Wookum Penub. In all the right places.
I don't need a lot of no broad. Because I don't need a lot of no broad because they ain't police. So.
Yeah, I hear that all the time, too. I don't have to lie
to
you.
That's the thing. I don't care what you hear all the time. You don't know me, so you don't know how official that is.
We don't say that. Listen, it's like four niggas on the phone right now. Like, how old are y'all?
I'm old enough. That has nothing to do with the word.
What's your age, though?
I'm 26.
Okay.
Which means I'm really 18.
Okay. Yeah. Basically, it sounds like it, pretty much. Okay.
Oh. I'm about to go on
this. You know what? I think I'm the oldest one on this phone call right now, and all I'm hearing is yada, yada, yada.
Hold on. Let's keep that a secret.
A woman never tells her age.
Hold on.
What are you like?
Hold on. What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
Because your mental is really crazy when you're
hold
in your
on,
20s.
Let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
And your age determines that?
No, your mental acts like it.
Hold on.
Can I ask you a question?
You came out asking ages. Is your age determining all of that?
Sometimes it does.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
All right.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm listening.
Do you have one of any clothes right now?
Oh, my God.
What am I wearing? I'm not wearing anything.
What are you wearing? You're not wearing anything? Why? What are you doing? You playing with yourself? Okay, so what are you doing? Why are you on the phone with all of us?
Talking to you guys.
Trying to
get a visual, so just in case.
Somebody
mute that guy.
You're getting prepared?
I'm alone.
Yeah. That's probably how you're going to stay, too.
What, alone? You know what's funny? Hold on. First of all, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? White girl who looks Spanish, or is it Spanish girl?
Excuse me. Are you talking to me? Because I'm Puerto Rican, okay? I'm...
Okay. All right. Can I ask you a question, sweetheart? All right?
Go ahead.
First of all, how old are you?
How old are you?
Fucking
how
old,
you say you were 26?
No, I'm older than 26. Give me a
okay,
minute. So are you above, you're above 20, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you haven't found the guy that you're looking for, right?
Actually, I am in a relationship right now, and I have two kids by that same person.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Congratulations.
Huh?
No, what is it?
So you should be overjoyed, no?
I mean, that's none of your business right now.
Now it's
whoa. Hold on. What's your issue with what
what's
we're saying?
Angry?
What are we saying that's so wrong?
I mean, I'm just commenting, that's all.
Okay. All right. Do you have any calls? You never answered that question. You know the jogging suit that says juicy on the butt, or the one that says pink on the butt? Do you have on those type of jogging pants right now?
Not at all. Quick question, man, and I know I'm about to be called a dumbass.
Not at all,
all
but I can tell you what, my ass is juicy, but I'm not wearing
it. It should be.
Hold on.
Why do they have those pants? That like it'll be like some blue pants that say pink, but it's blue pants. Why the fuck does it say pink?
Because the name brand of the clothing is pink. The name brand.
Now I know. See,
you learn something new every day.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? You got blue pants, so they ain't pink.
Oh, hold on, how old are your kids?
Oh, wow.
My kids? You talking to me?
Yes.
I have a 12-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yikes. So you got to be, let's see.
Uh-huh.
The earliest you can have kids is 16.
Is
unless
he, like,
you really go. Unless,
he's trying to do the math like he knows.
I'm doing the math right now. Hold on. Listen.
Okay.
Earliest you can have kids is 16, unless you're really crazy, and 14. So you're either 26 to 30. Got it. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, I want you to figure out my age because you're doing it so well. Let me see. Figure out my age. My boys are 17, 13, and 10.
Right.
Oh,
wow.
So, okay. Wow. Hold on. 17. So you got to be, let's see, either you had your kids at 16 or you really went crazy and had your kids before 16. So you're either between 30 or you're between 28 and 32.
Damn.
Thank
you. That's pretty close.
Wow.
Pretty close,
wow.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Pretty close. Like, you know, a little something, right?
Yeah, check it out. Well, I'm 35.
You're 35. Who's 35? Listen, I love you. Where's
my God.
Hold on, where are you?
Oh, Lord.
I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I need to be, ACL.
And I need to be in Mexico because I need another Corona.
I'm
gone.
About to scream.
Hold on, how many?
Come over here. I'll show you some Mexico.
Yeah,
oh, Lord.
Three kids, Atlanta.
Yeah, I have three boys.
Yikes!
Word.
You live by yourself?
Yes.
No. You got a job?
Let's get it correct. She take care of herself, okay?
You a cashier at Walmart? Keep it real.
No, pumpkin. I own my own business. I own my own business.
Than you do.
I own my own business, and I do medical billing and coding.
So I have two jobs, Pumpkin. I take care of me and mine.
Hold on. You stuff envelopes and mail them? What do you do?
No.
What's your
no.
side business?
My side business is Artist International. I sell the body magic and the vitamins and all that good stuff.
I know what that is. Okay. All right. That's cool. Wow.
I'm from New York, but then I moved to Atlanta. I'm from White Plains, New York, and then I moved to Atlanta.
Uh-oh.
All right.
It's not New York.
No,
it really isn't.
That is. It is. It's New York by affiliation. I mean, you know.
Westchester County.
That's not New York.
It is. So hold on. What made you move to Atlanta?
My mother moved down here, and then I moved down here after I graduated.
The weather.
Okay. And you're the 35-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the other one? Where
the
is
weather.
She? I live in Jersey. For now, anyway.
Oh.
What part of Jersey?
Yeah, I moved down here from Atlanta.
Newark.
What part of Jersey are you in?
Cherry Hill.
Oh, wow.
Cherry Hill.
Oh, wow. That's
Cherry Hill. Hey, I live in Chateau Ridge.
Hold on.
Hold on. Do you have cats, too? Do you have cats?
Huh?
Do you have cats?
No, but I know someone who does.
Whoa, I almost fell back on this fucking refrigerator, man. What the fuck is going on with this?
Chateau Ridge.
That's funny, Chateau Ridge.
That sounds so familiar.
It does sound familiar. It sounds like a fucking gay community.
No, actually,
wow.
I live in Cherry Hill. I was just
there. Yeah, shout out to Cherry Hill. My white horse is out there.
Shout out to Cherry Hill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you have two kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cherry
All right.
Hill.
Do you have any kids? I have 14 kids, believe it or not.
You have 14 kids? And you know what?
And I'm on welfare.
You're right. Shut the hell up.
And I collect bottles and cans.
When I'm not doing that,
I have Windex and a squeegee.
So shouldn't you be outside right now?
Yeah, for real, right?
I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why I'm on the couch. I got to wake up at 3 o'clock.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Can I ask
sure.
a question?
4 hours, baby boy.
Uh-huh. What are you wearing?
Oh.
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
You
said nothing, remember?
I told you.
That
I'm
not
wearing
anything.
He said he was wearing nothing, and he was getting ready to play with himself.
He got on some tube socks and a bow tie.
Funny about the whole situation.
Give me your phone number. I'll send you a picture right now.
He's probably
Hell no. Don't do it to me, Reese.
That nigga probably running around Webos all out, nigga.
Yo, you gotta let it air out, brother. You gotta let it air out, man.
Oh, my goodness.
These niggas are stupid, y'all.
Hold on. GQ, what did I tell you? Remember I told you whenever I go out to the club?
Freemason.
Free balling, kid. Free balling.
He's free basic.
you bring your food stamps to the club?
I count up all the change that was in my account.
They let you get drinks on that?
No. Huh? I count up all the change that was in my couch.
That nigga the man in the club. Don't fuck with that nigga.
You know what I do? If somebody turns their head, I take their drink off the bar and I front like it's mine.
That nigga got motherfucking hotel keys, no, all of that, man. That's the man right there.
Yeah. Yep,
trying to get like you.
Mhm. Mhm.
Trying to get like you, bro.
So I have a question, ladies. What do you guys? You know the host, or you guys just started listening to the show?
You know the fucking host.
Oh, both of you guys know the host?
Of course I do.
Yeah, he's my friend. He's my buddy.
He's my friend, my buddy.
Both of you guys?
No. No, that's my homegirl. I actually know him.
Oh, this is Cherry Hill Girl.
We work together. Let's just leave it at that.
What's your name?
My name is Jen.
Oh, I know you. I know you,
black.
What do you mean you know me? You don't know me.
Black, nigga. What do you mean?
That's Mira Key. She's shot right Jen, right?
Uh-huh. What the hell are you talking about?
Hold on, are you white, Jen?
I am not white. I am Puerto Rican.
Ask the question, Shirley. You ain't got to get so defensive.
I probably sound white. My bad,
yeah,
but
you
I'm
do
Puerto
sound
Rican.
White.
That's what Terry Hill in you. So good.
Exactly. That's the little bit of white girl that I do have in me. My bad.
That is
Terry
Hill.
I can't help it. It's my blood.
So good. I ain't knocking it. I like. I love Cherry Hill. Shit.
So wait a minute. How do you know the host? Are y'all cousins or boys or what's the deal?
That nigga owe me money.
Yeah, baby.
Wow. So how do you know me? Have I spoke to you before on another occasion besides now?
You owe me money too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You owe me. Don't you owe me $50?
Whatever. Don't you owe me money?
I'll tell you what I owe you.
Oh,
wow.
Whatever.
You guys are funny.
You guys are funny.
I have a question. Oh, Atlanta, I have a question.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your phone number?
Oh,
boy. Like I said, don't do it, Myrie. It's a trap, girl. It's a trap. Don't do it.
It's not a trap.
Don't do it. Don't do it, girl.
See, that sounds like, oh, no, I didn't even say what that sounds like. Yo, come on.
If I give you my number, then everybody will have it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my phone number. You ready?
Well, say it out loud.
718-954-6027.
And what about, she doesn't even know what your name is. How are you going to give her your number, but she don't even know what your name is?
Naked guy. Just put naked guy. naked guy on phone. Naked guy on phone. Naked guy I met on phone. That's
oh, my God. Hilarious. Did you write all this bullshit down, Mary?
No, I didn't even make a
thank
motion.
Thank you. Right. Okay, please.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's move on. Next subject.
Yeah, game recognized game and you looking real unfamiliar.
Exactly. So is the
let
number.
Me ask you a question. What B-rated damn black movie did you get that line off of?
Boondocks.
Oh, okay. I figured it was
that
something.
That was funny, though. That show was really funny.
I always put it on my Facebook.
Boondocks.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't even know.
Yeah, what's your Facebook?
Oh, Lord.
That's age. Leave it alone.
Nah, real it, rap, though. Real,
I like
real
have
rap.
A new friend.
Yeah, put him on board.
Yo, the fullback.
I just want to see who I'm talking to.
Facebook? What's your Facebook, Shorty? What is your Facebook?
Yeah, I just
want
to
see who I'm
name?
Talking to. That's it. What is it, Jen?
Fucking...
Jen ShopRite? ShopRite Jen?
Who? No, this is not ShopRite Jen.
Atlanta girl? What is it?
Who is it?
It's Myree. It's NYREE.
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's all you need to know. If you can't find it, it's not meant to be, okay, naked
exactly.
Boy? Shit. On to the next one. Shit.
You say on to the next one?
Yeah.
Y'all listening to too much bullshit music, I should say.
Next subject. I mean, this...
Next subject.
Why aren't you naked?
This is...
Who's talking right now, first of all?
Don't worry about it. Just answer the question.
Why am I naked right now?
Why
I'm not
naked,
naked because I'm not where I want to be right now. If...
So that means you need to fix that.
Right, I do, but for the meantime, I'm not. I'm going to leave it like this.
You're here right now. That's what that means, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I have a question. I have a question.
What's the question?
Is your hair long, short, dark?
Nigga, don't you got a fucking laptop? Why don't you just go fucking see what the brown looks like, man?
Who are you talking to? Irene or Jen?
Oh,
I know what Jen looks like. Jen, I know what you look like. Don't even talk, Jen. I know what
she looks
I
like.
I mean, that's what I look like. You don't even know who I am. Like, for real, you've never seen me before.
I don't know that.
Jen, listen. Jen.
What?
That name sounds familiar, though. I ain't even going to sit here and...
Look, dude, you never seen me before. I'm sure of that, okay? So you don't know what I look like, and you don't know who I am.
The white
Puerto
Rican.
Block.
Jenny from the block. Hello. Can I
whatever.
Jenny from the block.
Crazy, though.
Whatever.
Jenny from the block. Can I talk to Nairi for a minute? She probably hung up.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. Nairi, what
yes.
You have a short haircut, long haircut? How's your hair?
No, my hair is long. It's long and curly.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Black, white, brown, red?
Black.
Even
girl,
better.
Be real. Black and Dominican. Yeah, I am.
Hold
I'm
on,
black and
on.
Dominican.
Oh, yeah? Oh, my God.
Yo, Jane,
that's why you have three kids. You know that, right? Yeah,
why do I always hear that? What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
That's a beautiful mix, because black is beautiful.
And
Dominican is so when you add those together, like,
mm-hmm.
that's a deadly combination. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You must
so
have
deadly, and I said, hold on. Because there are some black slash Dominican girls out there that don't look good. They're out there. There's not many, but they're out there. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I really want you to go on Facebook and look at my picture.
I'm going to go on Facebook.
And then make your assumptions. Yeah.
I'm
going
to go on Facebook. And after I go on Facebook, then I'm going to go in on you. So.
Oh, please. Not at all.
That's what you favor. I said, you don't know me. You don't know me.
Hold on. Do I put Nairi914? What do I put? Nairi.
Just put my name.
Just put that.
Do I have to search through the 100,000 Nairi?
No, Pumpkin, that's an original name.
You sure?
N-Y-R-E-E?
Yeah. He's trying to look for you right now.
Yeah, I know a girl named Nairi.
Damn, how old
are you? Dude, she was mad tall. She's like 6'1".
No, I'm 5'2".
And she was in love with me.
Are you shorter than I am? I'm only
5'2".
Oh,
my God.
That's why you're taller than me.
What are you, like, 160, 170?
Oh, my God. Hell no. The fuck?
I'm just saying. What are you?
Like 145, 150.
Mm. 5'2".
Weight is proportionate.
Thick in the hip. That's all that matters. As long as you thick in the hip, that's all that matters.
Right.
I'm watering right now.
And it should be.
Uh-huh.
Yes, hold on. I'll put this phone
let's
in.
Let's see how much it waters when I put it on your face.
I put the phone down for 2 minutes. The niggas are talking about they salivating out here.
What are you salivating right now?
About what?
5'2", 150?
Hold on.
Because I know what that is.
We're about to pull resumes right now. Hold on, G.
Do that.
Oh, you getting on the computer?
What picture do you have on your Facebook? Oh, I got some hot pictures on my Facebook. Okay.
Yeah,
just
I'm about to go in on you. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm looking really extra fly on my Facebook.
Now, when I put in Nairi, more than no Nairi pops up. That's just what I'm trying to tell you here. Like,
of course.
All right, let me give you my email then. It's Nike,
N-I-K-E. Hold on. Let me see if, let me do some other shit here.
Yeah, do that.
19, N-I-N.
No, Nike, like the sneaker, N-I-K-E,
mm-hmm.
353.
I'm not right.
At hotmail.com.
Okay, what is
that
going
to get to that? I'm going to ask you that when I get to that portion of the show. Hold on.
No, because you can look up Facebook by email, too. You don't have to look it up by name.
Hold on. Do I have to have a Facebook account to look at
N-I-K-E?
No, you don't have to have it now. You don't.
Oh, you're an F.
Hold on. N-I-K-E.
Those
numbers?
Yeah, N-I-K-E 353. At hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com.
Yeah, check out the pictures, please.
Fabulous.
That's me, Nairi Fabulosity. Fabulosity, baby.
I'm not mad at you. Not yet, at least.
Why don't you tell her what your email address is so she can see what you look like?
Exactly.
Okay?
Doesn't fucking
shit matter because I just sent her up. So whenever she goes to that shit, she'll know who the hell it is.
It's probably the ugly dude.
Wait,
that
who
just
is this in a photo? Is this naked guy? Because I don't want to see any naked pictures on my Facebook.
Oh, the naked guy, yeah.
Is that what it's under on Facebook?
First or the last time I hit something like that, so, you know.
Is that right? Like,
hold on,
really
what do you want?
Cute,
what happened?
What did you say?
It's cute, though.
I mean,
he's cocky with it.
Who's cocky? What are you talking about?
I don't know what the fuck
he's talking about. It won't be the first and last time.
Yeah, it won't. It probably won't be the first and last time. Like, real talk.
Real talk. What the hell is going on there?
Nothing, dude. You just missed the whole conversation that probably had nothing to do with
it. Hold on. At Hotmail or at what?
Hotmail, nigga. Hotmail, nigga.
I'm all behind the fuck.
She done been sent up. She done been sent up already and getting mad late, my G.
It says no matches found. What's going on there? I don't even have a Facebook. How do I,
Dude.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just leave it alone. Y'all don't do Facebook.
I sent her up, my nigga. Like,
yo, take a picture and send me a picture of her.
Oh, Lord. You want me to hang up? Bring my picture up. Click on my screen of the picture of her and send it to you. That's what you want me to do right now?
Nyree, they're doing a little too much.
They really
too
are,
much.
Right?
I mean, that's a lot.
I feel like it's the CIA.
It is a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said that, because it is a lot.
I'll find it tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
I'm on it.
I've heard enough for one night.
It's all good. Don't even
Did you send me, like, a friend request or something?
Yeah, I sent you a friend request.
Okay, well, who am I looking for? Because I don't request everybody.
I mean, you're looking for the nigga that just requested you. That's all I'm going to really say.
Oh, my
God. You'll know. You'll know when you see it.
I'll know when I see it. Okay.
You'll know when you see it. Yo, where the fuck is it? Unless you get thousands of friend requests a day.
I do. I'm a very popular person.
Okay. Just look for LeVar. That's all you're going to get out of me.
LeVar.
Yeah.
Is that short for lover?
No, that's short for fucking LeVar.
Okay. I love New York niggas. They so fucking gully with it. They always got something fucking smart to say.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, with these punk ass niggas.
Is that what that is?
I guess I'm not used to all that. I'm used to niggas just being sweet and nice.
Yeah, he has a smart ass mouth.
Who's used to people being sweet and nice?
Them niggas where she at? The niggas where she at? Them candy coated niggas.
Wow.
ATL guys.
You gotta watch out for the ATL guys because they be on the down low, so you don't know what the fuck you're dealing with out here.
Nah, the niggas, yo, real talk, they don't call that shit the trap for nothing, though. Like, real talk.
Yeah,
like,
it's really some bullshit out here. That's why I'm single. I'm scared.
And it's mad. Like, another thing that's out there a lot,
a lot of fucking... A lot of gay hookers.
Oh, that's where all the gay people are.
Atlanta is home for the homosexuals. It really is.
Like, females too.
You think you'll see a group of like chicks on the corner? Those ain't chicks, my G.
Yeah.
Those
niggas like chicks.
Yeah, you definitely gotta check the neck.
Definitely gotta check the neck, nigga.
Yeah, for real. You have to.
That's the first thing some Atlanta nigga told me when I got out there. Like, yo, nigga, check the neck, nigga.
For real.
Neck. I'm like, what you talking about? He's like, you see those group of bitches right there? I'm like, yeah, you think those are bitches, then, don't you? I'm like, oh.
And they go to straight clubs, too, so don't get it twisted.
They try to turn it up on there.
Yeah, they do, for real.
That shit is scary.
It's crazy. It is scary, for real. Like, nervous. I got bitches trying to talk to me all the time. I'm like, damn, really? Bitches is after me, too? Get out of here.
Hey, I remember Tricia.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I got a female at my job. I swear she thinks she a nigga. She always on me. I'm like, damn. Scared to go to the bathroom. I don't know if she's going to be stalking me in the damn bathroom.
Oh, Larry, remember when we went out to that club that one night?
Oh, when those bitches was on us, they was like, oh, y'all so sexy, can we dance with y'all? I was like, hell. Fuck out of here.
Oh,
no.
That's too funny.
Only in Atlanta.
Yeah, how much you weigh?
Who?
The one on Facebook.
Didn't we already establish that?
I wasn't around.
Did you see the picture? Okay, it was like 145.
I only see the top. I see your face and I see your top half.
Yeah, but you got to go through my pictures, like all of them.
I can't go through the pictures because your shit is locked, my G. I can't go through the pictures.
Oh, I got to add you as my friend first.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Next question.
All right.
Next question.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Ma. Yeah, bitch ass, nigga, Ma.
So come on, dog. Don't come back in here with that bullshit, nigga.
Hold on. How big are your breasts?
Oh, Lord.
Hold on.
You talking about Nairisha? Yes.
Nairisha, don't give out all that information.
She
don't
have
one more.
I'm looking at her breasts right now. She doesn't have...
I'm being a hater, Pat Mark J.
She doesn't have
one.
I'm looking at her pictures right now.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
She
Food
has
Line
a nice,
Jen.
Has,
stop being a hater. Food Line Jen.
What did you call me, Pathmark Jen?
Broker Jen. Broker Jen.
I got to get it correct, okay? Because it's Chip, right? Not Pathmark, bitch, okay?
Broker Jen.
She actually has a nice, she actually has a nice chest from what I see right here.
Nairi. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no doubt. Piggly Wiggly Jen, what size are you?
Piggly Wiggly Jen. Piggly Wiggly.
He's going to all the grocery stores. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Got him.
What size are you, Piggly Wiggly Jen?
Got him.
Why does it matter? Oh, Jennifer has a Facebook, too. Jen, don't fret. You have a Facebook, too, Mama.
Yeah, I know I do, but it only shows my face. I weigh like 145, 150. I weigh the same that she does, and I'm 5'3".
What's your face?
5'3", 150?
She definitely looks like J-Lo. That's her nickname, J-Lo.
Give up that face.
And the only reason I'm a little extra thick is because I just had a baby, so.
Don't lie to me. No.
How old is your baby?
It doesn't matter right now. I told you
there
earlier.
You don't remember.
You'll catch on real quick.
You'll catch
on very
fast. What are
you from the CIA? Why are you so secretive? What's going on?
I'm not police.
I'm just asking, how old your kid is? How old your
child is? I told you earlier, what, you guys wasn't listening? I mean, most of the questions that you've already asked, we already answered. So what did you forget? Or you just wasn't listening?
Sometimes I forget.
I smoke. I keep it 1,000.
I do, too. Oh, my God. I wish I had a blunt right now. I'm going to sip on some more Moscato, though. I've been killing this Moscato.
You already read my mind, so.
Yo, Moscato is that new drink, is it?
That's my shit.
I've been hearing
It is that. You know, it's that or that.
You know what Moscato is? Moscato is called panty droppers out here in ATL.
It's that or that other.
Really?
No, right. And you would know that? Why?
Because I like Moscato.
You fell victim? You fell victim?
I like Moscato. I'll just leave it at that. That's my drink. I'm
sure
does she look black and Dominican, or does she look like dingy black and Dominican?
She actually does look black and Dominican, like
brown skin.
Yeah, God.
Okay. Hey, we're missing somebody. Where's the other one that was on the line? I don't hear him no more.
Four of y'all.
He probably hung up.
Where's my buddy at?
He's probably in the back, in the cut, chilling. That nigga, he's probably fucking, taking a shit or something, man. He's dumb ass.
He's not on the phone no more?
His cat is licking his taint.
Yeah, word.
Wow.
That's what he's doing. He's getting his taint licked by his cat.
But how does he get to hang up if he's like the host of the show?
No, he's still on.
That's the whole thing. He didn't hang up.
If he hung up, we would have to hang up.
We would need to be here if he hung up.
Oh, so he must have just put the phone down?
He's ear. He's what we like to call ear hustling.
Oh, so why didn't he say something?
Because he's gay. If he's gay, he won't say anything.
Well, I really hope that he's not gay, but, you know, never know these days, you know what I mean?
I didn't hear him say that, Jen.
You never know. I mean, why you always strap up, that's all I got to say.
Exactly.
Hold on, you. What are you guys talking about with the 15 kids between you? What the hell are you doing?
First
of
all, I have two kids. Don't get it fucked up. You're the one that said you have 14 and you was on welfare. Okay.
I understand. That's why you always
taking six off to the club with your welfare card. I mean,
fresh out of the damn maternity ward. What are you talking about? Fresh out the maternity ward.
That's why you always step up.
It's all good
though. I mean, I have two kids by the same man, so that doesn't make me a hoe.
No, save a lot, Jen. Listen, save a lot, Jen. That's great.
Family Dollar Jen.
Save a lot. It's fucking ShopRite.
Okay, ShopRite.
Family Dollar Jen.
I got it.
Whatever. Anyways, where do you work? Where do you work? Honestly, where do you work? What do you do? Do you live with your mother?
Yes. I work construction.
Oh, okay. So that's better than what I do?
No.
We all making money. I'm working, right? So what's the problem?
I'm just playing games. You think I'm not serious?
That nigga ain't halfway serious about none of this shit
at all.
Well,
I need him up, so why are you taking the
money?
Hold on.
Hold on. Okay. I ain't going to say
everything.
Some of the shit he does definitely does mean. But a lot of the shit, just let that shit fly over your head, please. You'll feel better.
Okay. I understand you guys are playing, so don't take me seriously.
I've never had.
I can't think of any more supermarkets.
Until you told me what your Facebook was.
Oh,
okay.
Food Lion Jen.
When you go to work, you hop on a truck with a whole bunch of Mexicans every day?
No, shit. No.
Is that what you do? That's construction, right? You probably... Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
No. I mean, but that was an attempt at a joke, that was a witty comeback. Yeah. I'm saying, if that was an attempt at a joke, that was very, very good. Very good. I didn't laugh.
My bad.
Do you guys have girlfriends or no? I don't. No.
Unfortunately, I do have a girlfriend, but...
No, I'm off and on, actually. I'm off and on.
He's about to get kicked to the motherfucking kezerb.
I don't think... It's wintertime. I need to grab me somebody while you're bullshitting. I'm about to get Nyree. You know Nyree? Holla.
You should come out here to Atlanta, for real. Come out to the A.
Yo, I need to. That's where I need to be.
I'm serious.
I ain't even going to lie to you.
Do I have to pay for a hotel when I come down there?
Real rap.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to.
Oh boy, I can't just sleep on the couch or something.
I have boys.
That nigga's famous.
You have what?
I have to respect my children.
Okay, all right. But you'll show me around though.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sick, yo. I'm serious.
I'm serious too.
A weekend, like a Saturday, Sunday.
Going.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, yo, I'm serious, man.
I know. I'm going to add you as a friend on Facebook. We're going to talk. We're going to exchange.
I don't have a Facebook.
Why not?
Because I don't. No, you know, I'm going to tell you the honest reason why. Honest reason why I don't have a Facebook is because I don't want to create any problems with my girlfriend.
That's true, though.
I know if I created one, every girl from my past would hit me up. Every girl in high school that wanted to F me, you know what I'm saying? And that I wanted to F would hit me up, and then it would cause problems. So I just never created a Facebook.
That's true.
That's my honest. When I'm single now, it's a different story.
I'll be on the low when I'm on this bitch, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to create any problems for me.
I say certain shit to certain people. In the mouth, nigga.
So how are we gonna talk?
I'll give you my phone number.
Wow.
What's your name?
Hey, Nyree.
Huh?
My phone is gonna die soon.
Oh my god!
No. You know what I'll do? I'll give ShopRite Jen. No. My brother will give ShopRite Jen my number, and she'll give it to you.
So give it to me now.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even over the air. What over the?
On the airwaves?
On the airwaves? Airwaves? No.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, your God?
No, but who else is on the phone?
That's what you do.
Why don't you put it on our Facebook?
Hold on. GQ.
I'm on your laptop.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I got to add you, GQ.
All right, let me go home and get it. I'll be right back.
GQ.
I gotta drop people off anyway. Hello?
GQ.
No, I'm really right here. Nothing. I'm off tomorrow anyway. Hello?
I'm gonna add your bum ass on Facebook, man.
What are you doing?
Yeah, make sure you add me, alright?
I did.
Stop playing games. Oh, yeah, this is a dirty, this is a dirty shirt. I don't want to read it.
What the hell are you at?
That nigga.
What are you talking about? It's not that dirty, but, you know.
Niggas in the store unloading sodas.
Nah, I'll give it to you because, I mean, I was online.
I'm just practicing my typing.
Oh, you can't get on tonight?
I got practice my typing. Then
it just added like 9 people.
Tomorrow I would need it.
Tonight
I'm
more bed for you not to make up.
That's true.
Hey, my brother.
Jen, are you still there?
Nah, come on, I'm going with government.
Yes,
I'm on radio right now.
You
told me you was on radio.
Oh, I haven't heard
that
yet.
Okay,
no, listen, dude, you need to
ask
your phone or
like. Whoa, don't say that.
That's great.
Because, bro, so, nobody,
but
I don't want to hear the conversation.
I said I wanted to make sure you were still on the phone.
Oh,
yeah, for a minute, because it's probably about to die. Oh.
Whose phone was about to die?
Me, your girl.
So wait a minute.
Who's lying, Jen?
Oh, wow. Where's 6-4 at?
I don't know.
I think 6-4 is a rap.
Listen, it's a rap
phone. Send my number to ShopRite Jen.
Send his number to fucking,
KGQ.
Lemon Tree.
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Yo, he says, Lemon Tree Jen.
Lemon Tree Jen.
Lemon Tree. I got a question. Why are there so many Spanish people cleaning the hotels? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I don't clean hotels. I work at supermarkets.
Well, they work at Walmart, supermarkets, and clean hotels.
I don't know. I never cleaned a hotel before, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Listen, guys, I got
to
go to sleep.
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm not Mexican, okay?
Puerto Rican, Mexican,
whoa.
It's all the same thing.
No, Mexicans clean. No, exactly. They're different. Mexicans clean hotels. Puerto Ricans don't.
All right, Mexicans clean hotels, and we got both eat oranges.
Hotels.
So I mean,
why
what's going
you,
on?
Can you answer my question?
Consuela.
You sure?
Can you answer my question?
You gonna get along tonight?
What's the question, bro?
JQ.
Yeah, what up?
Answer my question.
What's up?
What did I just ask you?
I didn't hear. I was talking to my mother.
I said, what are you wearing?
Oh, I got out of some two
stops.
Yeah, I got
that old material out here.
Word. Yeah, y'all got to come up with something else. But I got on a pair of tube socks, a happy birthdays outfit.
Okay,
I got a painter's jacket on.
Information.
I got a painter's jacket on with a Ghostbuster proton and a Power Ranger mask.
And some
sounds
great. I know
you
don't love me.
I'm not worried about it. He ain't leaving. Take it easy. Hey, y'all, I brought my cousin a Fifth Avenue today.
Fuck all that other shit.
And
I'm gonna light up.
I'm about to eat this shit. Word up. Yeah, somebody light up.
For me to light up.
Hey, yo, where's your cousin at?
I'm tired.
Where's your cousin at?
I'm done.
Trying
to get
out. Nairi. Yeah.
I'm good. Nairi, you're a tough cookie.
You think so?
Yeah.
I
see how they get down to ATL.
It's a little
weird. She sounds like she's about to butcher knife a nigga.
Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all niggas ain't shit. Fuck that shit.
Appreciate it. Motherfucking thing.
Yeah, bro, I'm a fucking old boy.
Hey, yo, Eddie.
You're going to give me your number, right? We're going to get together. We're going to hook up.
No, we're not.
He said no, we're not.
I lied to you. No, I'm playing.
That's that nigga. He'll give his number out to anybody.
Who, E?
Yeah,
he will.
Wow.
Barnes and Noble, Street having that, nigga.
It's all good.
Oh, my God. All right, peeps. Well, it's been real. I'm about to get off the phone, finish my glass of Moscato, and call it a night.
Hold on, the Facebook email needs to send me out so I can see more pictures, real rap. I just made mine, so you're only going to see, like, a couple of pictures anyway.
Hey, yo, speaking of giving numbers out to anybody, this nigga just texted me. Make sure you give my number out to Jen.
Yeah, he's a fucking loser. He's a loser.
It's not for Jen.
Oh, my God.
It's for Nyree.
Is this nigga still on the phone,
jealous?
Too?
I am still on the phone.
Are you jealous?
Who, me? Nah, never that. Jealous. Jealousy. I don't even know what that means, honestly. What the fuck does
you're that mean? You're just talking. Like, you don't sound like the person that I was talking to.
Who? Probably wasn't.
Yeah, probably wasn't.
It's all good, though. Listen, I have a question.
Who is this?
Jen.
That's it.
He was talking to. Jen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who is it? Jen or Nari? Which one is this?
It's ShopRite.
Taskbar.
Save-A-Lot.
Piggly Wiggly. Don't forget Food Lion and Kroger.
Piggly Wiggly. There you go.
Don't forget Lemon Tree. That's the most
important. I don't even know what that is, so okay.
Nigga said Lemon Tree.
Don't
forget Lemon Tree. If I'm not mistaken, the Lemon Tree is the hotel.
Nah, Lemon Tree is the place you get haircuts.
Okay, well, I don't forget.
Publix Gin.
That's in Atlanta. Where do you get Publix from?
Publix is in Florida, too.
Yeah, they got a shitload of Publix in Florida.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yo, I'm going to tell you
what's
the shit. They got a Waffle House on every corner? Oh, man. Yo, SD, you got to go to a Waffle House, man. That shit is
fucking
telling
me like I ain't
never
been to a
Waffle
House. That's definitely
hell
in
yeah.
Atlanta.
I think Waffle House is my guy, IHOP.
Right now. Right after the club. Straight to
Waffle
House. Oh, yeah, please believe it, girl.
But you know what? I'm a little upset because I went down south hoping to find a chicken and waffle spot, and I couldn't find one nowhere.
You didn't go to Gladys Knight? Chicken and waffle on Peachtree in Atlanta?
Yeah, they don't know about Peachtree, Georgia.
I didn't
know
that.
About Peachtree, Georgia.
Yeah.
No,
it's in Atlanta, but it's on Peachtree Road. Well, I don't know about Florida.
Peachtree is the movement. That's our city.
Definitely.
That's our city.
Peachtree, you know how many women I saw driving BMWs?
Really?
My nigga, when I see
I was
women
in the corner like a bum. And I was just like, hey, come in. Oh, pull over. Free car one. It was 9 o'clock at night.
I'm like, free car one.
Yo, listen. Oh, my God. So many.
Niggas went to Dave and Buster's, and there was mad bras in there. Nigga, like, what the fuck?
Mad bras.
That's because Atlanta has more women than men.
Yeah, they definitely do. The club scene is beautiful.
It'd be a whole bunch of women.
Right, you know what it'd be? It'd be a whole bunch of women dancing with each other, and it'd be niggas at the bar getting drunk, not even paying attention to the bros.
Are you serious?
Right. Yep. I swear to you. I'm not even lying.
That's not true. That's not really true, though, honestly. That's not true.
See, I keep saying it's not really true. So, you know, there's some...
That's not it is true, though. It's true, but it's not to a certain extent. It's just, it depends on where you go. That's all.
And it depends on how many beans we pop.
Exactly. Yeah, girl.
Hold on. Y'all be rolling?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, wow. We're dealing with the wild girls.
It ain't a party if you ain't rolling. Please believe me.
The wild girls.
Hold on. What's a bean?
Fucking.
Ecstasy. We call it
niggas?
Bean.
Oh, okay.
I call it a rollie.
Fuck that. I'll leave them pills alone. I mean,
I
light up.
Yo, I ain't in the front. E is popping on. So when you
yes,
fucking,
it is.
When you fucking,
the best
you're fucking
sex. Oh my
god,
it's the best
really?
Fucking sex.
There you go.
Really? Yeah, let me wake up. The best
sex.
Oh my god.
A rolly and sex. That's like those
yes.
are two things that's supposed. Those are two things that's
really?
Supposed to be together. Yes.
Man, yes. Make the pussy go whoop whoop.
Yes.
but I got a question. What if you already make the pussy go whoop whoop? Do you really need it?
Here's the thing, it just intensifies it. The fifth power, whatever you want to call it, it's just wow. It's off the Yazzie Bob. No, that shit is right though.
I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good combination.
It really is. Definitely.
Yeah, hearing that from SD means a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even care what they talk about. I'm talking about
yeah,
it's,
like,
it's a good combination, believe me. It's
yes,
a good
it
combination.
Is. Please believe
you know,
me.
I was pretty damn shocked. Like, wow, really? Is it really that problem, or is it just the fucking rolling? It's really that problem.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to try that one time out your life. Just
yeah.
I heard too much. I heard too many bad things about it.
Not really.
I heard
when
it caused me to bleed
to death.
However you feel. However you feeling at the moment is just gonna enhance that by 10.
It is. That's why you have to make
like,
sure that you're not angry.
If you feel like shit, then you're really gonna feel like shit.
Right. You're really exactly. That's so true. You have to make sure that you're on a good, like you're feeling good before you do it, because you don't want to fuck up and have a bad trip.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst, to waste it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm already amped up like, hell yeah, we're about to go to Bankhead, get us a couple of beans, roll on some blocks. We got to be fucked up. We're going to the
club.
Mr.
Do they still,
it depends on what kind you get. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of
yeah, you got to have, like, some really
yeah,
good
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, that is true. You have to get
yeah.
some good ones. Yeah.
Like, I like the naked
look,
lady.
All three you guys did it before? Wow.
Yeah, that's disgusting, man.
Mm,
they still refer to.
Wait a minute, who's all three of us?
Talking about
all
me.
All three of y'all. You, the other chick, and this nigga SD.
Yeah. That's
okay.
I've done it before, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do they still refer to pussy as cutty down there? Or cut up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, little mama, give me some cut up.
Let me get some
cut. Yeah.
Let me cut.
Are we cutting? Are we cutting tonight?
Are we cutting right now?
Sometimes I don't even understand half the shit these niggas be saying. I'm like, what? Say
yeah,
that?
Right?
And they automatically be like, you're not from here. No, I'm not. I talk proper English so you can understand the words coming out of my mouth. I don't understand that shoddy. I don't even know how to say it like them. Like, half the time, all their words sound like they're all jumbled together.
Yeah, and all of them stutter.
Yeah.
Every single last one of them stutter.
Yes, they do.
They'll be
all
right.
Ugh.
Hey, little cool.
Oh, my God, that's it. That's it. Like, I don't even know how to say that.
Hey, little cool. Hey, yo, let's get through. What? Hey, motherfucker, what you say?
That nigga's be saying a whole bunch, but talking about nothing.
Nothing at all.
It is what it is, though. I don't like them trap.
But I do love the ATL music, though. I love their music. I really do. I can't front. I love their music.
That's true, because I like it more than the music that they play down here. This is good.
I don't really care for the music up top, but I love my ATL music.
That nigga's
exactly.
Good shit late, though. That nigga's get y'all music late.
They get the good shit first, and then it comes down here.
Yeah.
That's true. It really is.
Like clothes. Like, y'all niggas are gay. Y'all get clothes before we do. I don't know why.
Yo, niggas is rocking Pelly Pelly down south, dog. What the fuck is going on here?
They get certain shit before. But music is not one of them.
No, it is.
Yeah, I don't get music before us. Are you crazy?
They get some of the music before us.
Like what? All that bullshit.
They get the latest Gucci Mane.
That's that hot shit.
Because
that's my nigga.
That's
I love him.
Are you serious? What the fuck
yeah.
is Gucci
Man saying? So watch this. Wait. I got more questions now. Since I heard that, I have many more questions. You said you like Gucci, right? That means, yes. So that means you also like Lil Wayne. Love him.
Of course.
Oh, Lord. And that also means you like Cameron.
Cameron, Drake, all them.
Yeah.
Yo, Cameron's that nigga, though. Even
yeah.
though he doesn't say anything, but Cam's that nigga.
You like the ABC rappers. That's what I was getting at.
Is that what
yeah,
it
okay.
is?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Little
yeah they be playing
and
some
we
have more dances in Atlanta, so we have more dances that go with our song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all niggas, y'all come up with dance steps before niggas, like dumb shit. Like, you know
yeah,
what
what's that dance step song that's out that they play in the clubs?
Is it Dougie?
Yeah.
Nah, it's some other shit.
Nah, it's that Dougie
It sounds like some old country shit, too. Everybody
gay.
Does it, even white people.
Some gay ass thing on Wellstar was doing that shit. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Nah, because the Dougie, teach me how to Dougie. Teach like
yeah.
that shit, right? Yeah, it's not
yeah.
that. It's some other shit.
Is it like Roscoe Dash or Travis Porter?
What's, how did that go?
Oh, they have so many different songs. I don't know.
Well, there's one song they say, it's like, you know, just like the electric slide.
Oh, the two steps. What's it called again? The other one. Bounce, bounce, do your dance.
Yeah, right there. Everybody from the north side, I know the name of that song, and niggas like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, dog. I had to ask a motherfucker from the south to know that shit.
That's my shit in the clouds.
What is the name of that song?
I don't know the name of it. What's his name? It's DJ Unk and Big Oomph and them. That's crazy.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
And everybody does it.
Yeah.
White people, black people, everybody.
Yeah, it's like a family reunion song for real.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, I wish I had a black
song. I'm gonna download that shit for a ringtone. Hey, yo, SD.
Yo.
Bitch ass nigga. Yo, E.
Hmm?
Bitch ass nigga. That nigga's a pussy. So, yo, what's up with all that animosity, man? Like, as soon as, you know what I mean, y'all came on, y'all, fuck niggas. Niggas ain't shit.
So, first of all, y'all were downgrading women. I mean, y'all were downgrading women before we even got on the line. That's why we pressed one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was going on.
You told me to talk, so it is what it is. Y'all can't take
what? It? Whoa. Niggas can take it, all right?
Can you really? Let me see how much you can handle it when I put my...
Hey.
Whoa.
Good. I'm trying to be good, Jim, but you know me. You know your girl.
Yeah, whoa. This is an offside radio, okay? So we go in. I suggest you don't fall back. Because we're definitely falling in.
Straight
are you really?
Word.
Let's rephrase that. I hope I'm not falling in. Shit.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, that's not a good thing.
If I'm falling in, then there's a problem. Like,
there's a problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a problem.
Yeah, all right, my bad. I fucked it all up.
Well, you won't be falling into this because this is not quicksand.
Okay.
But you won't be falling into this, boo.
But I'll be sinking in?
If I try to fight it, will I sink in even more?
No,
yeah,
not
well,
at
yeah,
all.
Word.
Okay.
Like a virgin.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. It's been a while since I had one of those.
Yeah, it's been a while since I had dick.
Oh yeah. So when's the last time? When's the last time you had pussy?
No. When's the last time?
Well,
you
let
had
me say.
When's the last time you had yourself some good some good? Yeah.
What'd you say, Eddie?
Last time you had some good pee-pee. Something good. I ain't talking about the last time you had sex.
Think it said some good pee-pee.
When's the last time you had some good pee-pee?
When's the last time you had some? When's
oh,
the
wow.
last time you had some?
Some good
wow.
pussy. Some good pussy. Some good pussy. Some good pussy.
Yeah.
A couple months ago.
Not you, the other one.
Oh, so about GQ.
Who's the other one?
GQ.
Last time I had some good pussy was like, only 3 days ago.
Excuse me? Was it good or mediocre?
It was like
3 days ago?
Yeah, like 2 or 3 days ago. Some Spanish chick.
Okay.
She had some good pussy. Some great pussy. I made her come like 10 times.
Wow. Wait, it wasn't 3 days ago. Damn.
Like 10 times.
Mm.
It was fucking amazing.
What size are you? The size does matter. Hey.
Hey. Actually, I'm packing like maybe 4 or 5 inches. I can give you a mouthful. I won't hurt you, but I'll give you a mouthful. Damn it.
You can at least think.
Yeah, oh, it's thick. It's thick.
Now, Ray, all I can do, remember when we were in Georgia and I was down there?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the picture?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Whoa. Yo. I'm following sexual harassment.
It's still shit. It's out here. Wow.
Well, good in that case, let me just come over. I'll show you sexual harassment.
Oh, that's what's up, Jen. Let me help you.
Oh,